If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah! Woo!
Rise and shine, the sun don't wait. Now's the time, so don't be late. Get up now, wipe the sleep out of your eyes. Get up now, and feel the colors in. Get up now, come on baby for the ride. Get up now, and let the day begin.
The Beastie Boys and Cypress Religion and Bad Religion, I'm sorry, Cypress Hill and Velvet Revolver and all the strokes and all the different bands that are on the show.
It's just there's so many poorly chosen words in that sentence.
As a child, girls hated me because I was beautiful. I wanted to scar my face because I was so beautiful. I wanted to be ugly.
Women are good for nothing, aren't they?
Yeah, you got that right.
No, no, no.
And now,
you're just a woman with a small brain, with a brain a third the size of us. It's science.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:31, and it is Tuesday, the 14th of Blovember.
Speaking of Blovember, how about Lisa in the ponytail today? Come on.
Oh, no, she did not.
Seriously, look at that.
Hey, guys.
It doesn't take much for Lisa doesn't really have to
take
do much.
Anything. This is because I was running late this morning, and I didn't have time to do anything, so you just throw it up, and then you're all happy.
Yeah.
I don't know. From here, it looks like you rode hard and put up wet this morning. Like the ponytail was out of necessity because it was just the rough sex went to the last minute before you had to leave the house to come to work.
Yes, that's what happened. How did
that's
you know?
That's what it looks like.
The ponytail for us is like, you know how they strap the guys in when they're riding a bull? They're holding on with their hand? That's what the ponytail is. That's what it represents to us, right?
It's a handle.
It's a handle.
It's a handle. That's what it is. Anyway, well done, Lisa.
Thank
well done.
Thank you. I'm glad
that's
you appreciate it.
When we perform the Bucking Bronco on you, that's what it's for right
okay.
there. Is that queued up? This is K-Fed, who we just talked to about his audiobook about a half hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this on Jimmy Kimmel, and I hadn't seen this anywhere else, but he's being asked what superpower he would want to have and why. I don't know where and why this happened, but listen to his answer.
If you had a superpower, what would it be?
Strength.
What would you use it for?
So I could fly.
Strength.
Oh.
What would you use it for so I could fly?
Yes.
No.
But yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
So he's not going to ask for the superpower of flying. He wants strength.
Oh, no.
And he's going to use that so he can fly.
No.
By being strong.
That did not happen.
If you had a superpower, what would it be?
Strength.
What would you use it for?
So I could fly.
Okay.
The guy should have just hit him on the head with the microphone. Just bonk.
Whose interview was that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Where
Jimmy
was
had
K-Fed?
Jimmy had, I don't know. It was just a close-up on his face. It was on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. And you don't see the interviewer or anything. You just see K-Fed. And
it sounds like it was in a bathroom.
It does, yeah, I know, unfortunately. But, yeah, he wants strength, and then he's going to fly.
Seriously, why didn't that guy punch him?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, if he had babies with Steven, I'll tell you what, they'd be so good looking because they'd be all tan. That's the greatest thing ever.
That's spectacular, isn't it?
Oh, he's the best.
I don't know how he uses strength to fly unless he, like, fights off all the other passengers and just gets on a plane.
Well, you're giving him too much credit for actually thinking it through in any way.
Superpower, strength, for what? To fly.
Yeah.
1 year from today, November 14th.
I don't think he means coach.
No. 2007.
Yeah.
What will the state of Kevin Federline's life be?
Oh, I don't think we will have heard of him for a while. Although they're see now it's hard to say because now they have these, you know, reality shows on VH1
right.
and whatnot where all these lame celebrities can go on. You know he'll find one of those.
He's definitely surreal life material. But I mean, you know, Shar Jackson, for instance, still seems to be a celebrity, and she's the woman who was with Kevin Federline before he was with Britney, and she still seems to get invited to stuff and still shows up on TV and gets interviewed and it's on red carpets. She's famous for exactly nothing.
Yeah.
Is she doing anything now?
No.
Does she act or?
I don't think so.
I don't. Not that I know of either.
Because I can't imagine being invited to red carpets is going to pay your bills.
No, God, no.
At some point, you have to do that too.
Yeah, and I don't think she's getting any money from Kevin Federline to look after those two kids.
Although, having said that, it's pretty public, you know, however much money he gets from the divorce, she should go after some of that.
Yeah,
she
totally.
Absolutely. If she's not, yeah, absolutely. I wonder what he's going to be doing. I mean, at some point, you would think he's going to have to get a legitimate mainstream job.
Oh, Bean.
He's going to be Gary Coleman in a security guard outfit or
something,
right?
No, he'll never do that, I don't think.
You don't think?
No, he doesn't seem like he has what it takes to get a job and keep a job.
Yeah.
He's just a loser. He's going to be outside one of the 7-Elevens in Southern California with a cup. That's what he's going to be
doing.
Is
he going to dance for money?
Dollar? Can you spare some change? That's what he's going to be doing.
He could dance, Lisa. That's true. He probably could get on someone's tour as a dancer.
He must have been a decent dancer, right?
I say he was.
I imagine, but don't you think that his ego at this point, which is way out of control, would keep him from really succeeding as a dancer in any way? Because he'll want to be featured and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I don't know. This is going to be really interesting.
This is in Chicago right after his show.
If you had a superpower, what would it be?
Strength. What would you use it for?
So I could fly.
I'm sorry, that's not. This is the one outside of Chicago.
Afterwards, Federline showed up for an after-hours party at Cabaret in Chicago.
Oh my God, it's K-Fed. he had the gall to show up for the after-hours party after his appearance.
When there was no one at the show. That's funny.
He's living in denial.
I got to tell you, I don't know how you do that, how you sell 6,000 CDs. And how your shows get canceled, they start giving away free tickets, and you don't just sulk in the corner. I mean, that would destroy me, wouldn't it?
I would leave my house.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that destroy you?
I have to assume people like him just don't get reality. I mean, he doesn't get what a scumbag he is and how worthless he is and how talentedless he is.
6,000 CDs is as good as zero.
Yeah.
And shows are canceling because nobody wants to come. They're 1,500-seat places. 300 show up, and that's because they got free tickets. Bean says, I would not show my face. I would avoid that after party at all costs.
In his head, this has happened because you're jealous of his success.
Because we're just haters?
Yes, you're haters.
But everybody?
He's so great and rich and lucky and talented.
Good looking. I mean, that has to be it. I don't know how you would show your face.
It's the only way your ego could handle it.
Wow. Well, he's spectacular. I hope he never goes away after hearing that strength fly part. Because that's good stuff.
Hey, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Not to change the subject, but I was unable to devote all 12 hours yesterday to listening to K-Rock to find out who the band were.
Yeah.
But did I hear the hot rumor that Foo Fighters and AFI and My Chemical Romance and Soper headlining number one of K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006?
Yes, you did.
Damn.
Incubus.
And some junk.
Plus 44. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. It's going to be a great show. And today is the first day we're going to give you tickets.
That's what I'm talking about.
So keep listening for your chance to win tickets to night number one. No, we have not mentioned ticket on sale yet. And no, we have not mentioned night number two yet, which does exist. Tomorrow, you're going to get number two's lineup.
Okay.
Sunday night lineup. So yesterday, you got Saturday's lineup. Today, we give you tickets for Saturday all day on K-Rock. And then tomorrow, Sunday, we give you tickets for Sunday night.
It may be too soon to send the desperate begging for ticket email, too, by the way, if I could just make that point, because we haven't even given away a single pair yet, and not one single pair has gone on sale yet. So I think it's too early to be desperate. Don't you?
I do, too.
Well, if you haven't had a shot to buy them, yeah.
Haven't had a shot to buy them or win them yet, you have to have them right now this second. You don't understand, Kevin and Bean, how much I have to go.
We don't even have them.
We don't even have any right
exactly.
Now.
No one has them.
But the guy, if you want some kind of sensitivity, the guy to send your email to is Bean.
Sure.
Because that's his specialty.
He's all about giving.
And that's at Kevin at KRock.com. That's how you can reach me.
This morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, not only will we be giving away tickets to K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006, we're also going to play some more clips from Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas. What do you mean? No,
I don't think.
I'm just giving a clip of what's on the CD. It's a clip.
That's not on the CD. That's not part of the Kevin and Bean Super Christmas album. That's not.
Am
on
I
the
playing
CD.
The CD, Mike?
I thought so. I don't know.
No.
Busting out this Christmas carol. La 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 la. La 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 la.
No. Is that the kind of quality they can expect?
I think.
I didn't even know that Jamie Frosty and Frank had a CD this year.
Is that Jamie?
Called. I don't know who it is, but that doesn't sound like the type of thing we'd necessarily put out.
So that's not Kevin and Bean Super Christmas.
No.
Okay, well, we'll play you some clips after 6. I thought it was, but we'll play you some clips after 6 just so that you can get a little feel for it. We have William Shatner on the show today.
That's what I'm talking about.
He has a new game show. Everybody seems to be getting a new game show. He's got one that debuts tonight called Show Me the Money.
Well, he should.
Yes, he should. That is correct.
It looks like it might be entertaining to watch. I don't know anything about the game, but it looks like it might just be manic enough that we may want to watch it.
We are forced into decisions every once in a while. And it one of those topics that we have that comes back regularly is things that got stuck up your ass. And I'm telling you, we avoid it and we avoid it and we avoid it. Then the stories start building up and building up. It's like you need a release valve for this.
So to speak.
So we have to talk today about people who got things stuck up their ass. It's unbelievable, the stuff that fascinates me.
I was just sitting on the spray can of paint, okay?
Don't know how it happened. It went in my ass. I pulled it out, and the cap was still in there.
Are these people who are too embarrassed to go out and buy the proper equipment? Is that what it is? So
has to be.
One night, they, like as you say, need a release, and they're just like, all right, air freshener.
There's another story.
What's available?
Another story about a guy who had to get a light bulb removed from his ass.
That is the worst idea.
So these are things, we're not talking about things that you put there. We're talking about things that you can't get back out.
Oh, God.
Hey, how many people does it take a light bulb out of a guy's ass?
Yeah, well, one's good surgeon is all. Also on today's show, the Zune is coming out today. You know what that is? That's the Microsoft version of the iPod.
Yes,
the
I've heard
Zune.
Of that.
And today is I guess the first day it's coming out, so we're going to talk to somebody about
that's right.
That. We have Cindy Margolis on the show today.
Mm.
She does a Playboy spread. Did you hear Lisa's moan right there?
Mm. I did.
Yeah,
yes.
She looks good.
Yes. She looks real good.
So she's coming up on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. We'll talk about President Bush, who has an all-time low approval rating. See how that's going for him.
Yeah, he's probably not looking forward to the last 2 years of his term.
Although he's trying his best to make it look like he is. I mean, he's really putting on a good face, a smiling, happy-to-be-here face. But he can't possibly be happy. And also, Chris Cornell does Billie Jean for Michael Jackson. We'll give you some more details on that. Coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, and Ralph is up next with the Showbiz Beat.
And now, a moment with Lisa May.
I'm Lisa. I think I backed up on me.
That was a moment with Lisa May.
Nope. She spends a lot of time with stuff in her mouth, and that's what happens.
Oh, how
it does happen.
You. I'm
just saying that's
what happens. I'm offended by that.
Yeah, I'm
sure you
are.
All of you.
5:50 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Keep listening this morning to win your tickets for night number one of K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006. Details on the way, plus some tracks from Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas, our brand new holiday CD that comes out on Tuesday. We'll have that for you coming up after the news. Ralph's here with the show. Good morning, Ralph.
Bad news for Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes.
Uh-oh.
You know, they're getting married this weekend in Italy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
AOL.com had an astrologer look into the potential success of the marriage based on the astrological signs and the time of day they're getting married and how the planets are lined up. And they've come up with one answer. Disaster.
Oh, no.
Really?
Apparently, the bottom line is the planets are not lined up to support a marriage on November 18th, so they have no chance.
Wow, that sucks. What can you do about the planets, you know?
Well, you call Elrond and have him get the spaceship, and then they move a couple of the planets, I would think. You just throw some
change their orbits a bit?
Tractor beam around Mercury or something and just, change the orbit slightly, and then you can have a more positive lineup.
It's a good idea.
It's unbelievable how many people in the 21st century still believe in astrology. I mean, you got a couple that's been together for a year or more. If they get married on the 18th, their marriage is a disaster. The astrologer would probably say, but if they get married on the 20th, they'll be fine.
Yep.
It's just crazy. It's insane.
It's madness.
You got to believe in something, man.
Yeah, but some people believe a big guy lives in the sky and looks over all of us, too.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Britney Spears is planning her comeback. She wants to do it Elvis style. She is going to do a huge concert event in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
She wants to launch her comeback at a major hotel and casino here, says a local Las Vegas entertainment source.
She's talking about one of those extended stay things?
Yeah, one of the extended stay. She wants to work out a regular deal where she'll do a certain number of shows each year at one of the major hotel casinos.
Makes sense.
I wouldn't bet against her making a complete comeback.
Nope.
I don't see why she couldn't. She's got the resources, and music is one thing she seems to know something about, or at least is willing to listen to others' advice.
George Maloof of the Palms Hotel and Casino says there will always be a standing offer for her to play at the Palms, particularly in our new venue, so that may be one avenue she might look into.
Yeah, she's been kind of friends with them for a long time.
Apparently, a deal could earn her $15 to $20 million a year, according to people who book acts into Vegas.
Wow.
So she could do just several shows a year and make that kind of money.
Hear that, Kevin?
Not have to travel.
And he won't get a taste.
Oh, yeah.
You, Fairline.
Exactly.
Great news about her ex as well. London's News of the World tabloid newspaper says that one of the reasons Britney may have dumped Kevin is that he was a regular, frequent client of ladies of the evening.
Is that right?
Shall we say. Linked with a lot of prostitutes. In fact, they claim she caught him in the bedroom with a hooker previous to just splitting up.
So I hope that's true.
That may be one reason why they split up.
Well, if he'd had the super strength that he wishes, he could have flown away.
That's true.
In a related story, a Las Vegas hooker has stepped forward and claimed that Kevin Federline blew millions of dollars of Britney Spears' money hiring her and many, many other of her hooker friends and strippers and gambling and doing drugs with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's hard to know who to believe, Federline or a Las Vegas whore. They're just about the same credibility. Same credibility,
Ralph,
in my eyes.
I heard on one of the shows last night that he has seen the new kid, the latest son, Jaden, whatever his name is, four times since the kid was born. Kevin Federline has seen his new son four times in the last 2 months.
But at least he's not trying to get custody.
I mean, how fantastic is that?
That would be a disaster.
That would be a huge mistake on his part. Another setback in the ongoing saga of Anna Nicole Smith. Does this mean we're getting another 17-part interview on Entertainment Tonight?
We can only hope.
Over the weekend, Anna's former friend, and I put that in quotes, and you'll know why when I get deeper into the story. His name is Ben Thompson. He flew to the Bahamas and asked her, get the hell out of my house.
Oh, yeah, that's the guy, yeah.
He owns the house that she's been living in. He's been trying to get her out for months. She's giving him no money towards the price of the house. He bought it for her so that she could have a permanent residence.
How well must they have known each other if he bought a hugely expensive house?
Well, let me explain it for you, Kevin. Okay. Originally, Anna told him in May that he was the father of her yet-born child.
Oh my God. So every guy she comes in contact with, she blames on having the kid?
Well, apparently there's any possibility.
Nice.
Turns out he rejected that idea because he had had a vasectomy several years ago.
Ah.
That's when Anna told Larry Burkhead, the photographer, that it was his baby, and now, of course, claims that her lawyer, Howard K. Stern, is the father of the baby. So apparently she and Ben Thompson had some sort of relationship at some point when he bought her the house. Now he has served her with an eviction notice and then had the power turned off.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
This all according to TMZ.com, our favorite entertainment news website, so you can find out more there.
How many guys was Anna banging while Howard was essentially living with her and in love with her all these years?
All.
Yeah,
the answer is all of them.
But they're not together. It's not like she loves him. I don't buy that for one second.
I love him. Like my body. I
love him. Can't see it. The lights are turned off.
Love him.
Anna, how are you feeling about your mom these days now that a little time has passed?
Bring it on, Mom. Mommy dearest. Bring it on.
Okay. See a knockdown drag out.
Bring it on. Yeah. Kate Bosworth won't talk about her weight. Why? Because she has none.
Yeah.
In Touch magazine reports she actually canceled an interview with an Australian journalist because he wanted to talk about her size or lack thereof.
Right.
Friends have said she's gone from a size 4 to a size 0 in just the past 10 months. That's not healthy. Have you seen photos of her lately?
Oh, my God. There's one from a fashion show. You've seen that one where she's leaning over and you can see down her top.
And it's just sternum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's war camp victim.
It's quite disturbing. Yeah. She looks like she should be breaking rocks for the others on the island. Tonight on television, two things to look forward to. I'm really looking forward to this 3 pounds. Have you heard about this? It's the new CBS drama starring Stanley Tucci as a neurosurgeon.
Yep.
The show gets its name from the fact that the average human brain weighs about 3 pounds, but it's a medical drama, but it's only about the brain, about neurosurgery, and it's the ins and outs at this hospital where they all work, and the cast is terrific. It looks to be a great new drama, so I'm checking that out tonight. And of course, we'll be talking about this later with the man himself, but William Shatner's got a new game show tonight called Show Me the Money. About time we heard that phrase thrown around again, huh?
It has been a while.
It'll debut tonight right after Dancing with the Stars, so it's guaranteed to get a huge audience, so if it's any good, it should be a smash hit.
He turned down Where's the Beef was the other show they were trying to do.
That would have been a good one.
Be able to do that.
DVDs are in stores today because it is Tuesday. Here's what you can find. Accepted, the college comedy starring our friend Lewis Black. Mm-hmm. And also Justin Long is available today. You can pick that up. The Green Mile, the special edition 2-disc set from 1999, that film, is available today.
Come on.
Dude, it's the special edition.
What's that mean?
You get to watch it in prison.
You
with the big black man.
Get a lot of extras that you'll never watch because you never have time.
They take all the stuff that was on one disc, spread it out over two discs, and call it a special edition. That's probably what happens.
And King Kong, the deluxe extended edition three-disc set is available today. If you don't have the first two editions of King Kong, you can pick this one up.
This is the latest remake?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
TV DVDs, Third Rock from the Sun, Season 6, available today. Let me see if Batman's on this list. No, just Third Rock from the Sun, Season 6.
Who knew that show was on that long?
The Adventures of Superman, the old 50s Superman TV series, Seasons 5 and 6, available today.
Oh, good.
Columbo, Seasons 6 and 7. Friends, the complete series, 40-disc set.
Yes.
Oh, my is available today.
God.
Yes, I plan on watching that from noon to 1 today.
Now you know what you're all getting for Christmas? Golden Girls Season 6 and Home Improvement Season 5.
Thank you for rushing past that, Rob.
I had to because you know how he is.
Yes.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Buckwheat Zydeco. Yes, Buckwheat Zydeco celebrates his birthday today.
Still alive?
Still alive. 59 years old today. Lara San Giacomo. She was on Just Shoot Me, and pretty sexy, I think.
She had some bizarre plastic surgery. Lisa, did you see her on Veronica Mars the last couple of weeks?
I
she
haven't.
Looks weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
She's funny when people spend that much money on plastic surgery and end up just looking weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not what you were hoping for.
Calling Kenny Rogers. Kenny Rogers, please, to the set. She's 45 years old today. Patrick Warburton, who is so funny, so good on The Family Guy.
Oh,
he plays
great.
Joe, the paralyzed cop in the wheelchair.
He's great.
Can't use my leg!
I heard you on The Family Guy the other day. You were yelling, it's hard to masturbate when you're making all that noise in there.
That was
I was
me.
Like, oh my God, that's Ralph.
That's me as a guy in the Navy or in the Army or something.
Yeah.
In the Army.
That's you in real life.
Hey, what? Hey, everybody. Patrick Warburton is 42 years old today. Josh Duhamel from Las Vegas is 35. Travis Barker, ex-Blink-182er, ex-Shauna Mochler, is 31 years old today. But the reason we celebrate, the reason we all got out of bed, the reason we raise our cups in salute today.
I don't have a cup.
Raise something.
Bean Baxter's birthday today, everybody. Woo! Bean Baxter celebrates his birthday.
Happy birthday.
Bean is either 8 or 80.
He's always been 8 or 80.
Depending on what he's talking about, he's 8 or 80 today.
I think maybe today, in honor of Bean's birthday, we should play all of the moments with Bean.
Just to have a special Bean tribute
day?
Yes,
just one after the other.
I like it.
We'll run out after 8 o'clock, but we can repeat.
All right, let's kick one right now, shall we?
Bean, do you have anything you want to start with?
Would you sing happy birthday to me? Would you sing happy birthday to Bean?
I don't think that's what you meant to play.
That's not what I meant to play. Thank you, Psycho Mike. Appreciate that. All right. Back to you, Ralph.
Oh, you guys on that side of the room.
I'm telling you.
Could you please get your act together a little bit? The rest of us are trying so hard to put on a professional show here.
I'm telling you.
It's like they don't know we're on the air, Ralph. It's like they don't realize this is the show.
Stunning to me. Anyway, Bean, we wish you a very happy birthday.
Thank you, Ralph. Appreciate it.
And sometime today we'll be playing funny moments.
Yes, we will.
From Bean.
All right, now I have one.
This won't be one of them.
Okay.
Well, too late now.
And now, a moment with Bean.
I can't believe I just blanked on that question. Damn it.
That was A Moment with Bean. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right, we have something to tell you about. It's the new Kevin and Bean Christmas CD. Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas.
Super Christmas!
And it begins with Santa Claus running into a bit of trouble.
As always, our TMZ cameras were there.
My life is you mother I'm gonna you. Don't you know I own the North Pole? I will spend all of my money to get even with you. Elves.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sad when Santa gets a DUI.
Did you see his mugshot? Does not look good.
No.
So yeah, Santa runs into some legal problem, and what he has to do is find a team of superheroes who are willing to rise to the occasion and save Christmas.
And who would that be?
Well, the Justice League, I think, is busy.
Mm-hmm.
He goes through quite a few of the teams that are not available.
Right.
I think he calls Super Mario Brothers.
Right.
I think he calls Super Group from the 80s Asia, who turns out not to be super at all, which is very disappointing to him.
Yeah.
So finally he gets to the superheroes of the morning show.
Our show, The Kevin and Bean Show.
The Kevin and Bean Show.
Excellent.
And with the theme this year, of course, is The Kevin and Bean Show as superheroes because, you know, you got Spider-Man 3 coming up, you've got Superman Returns this year, the X-Men 3, you've got heroes on TV. It is it's a superhero world we live in, and so we thought it'd be funny to see what kind of heroes we would be if we all had superpowers.
And Stan Lee, the creator, of course, of Batman and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Or Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, I'm sorry. He has some comments on the superheroes that are in the Kevin and Bean Show.
Special K?
That's me.
Bean Butt?
Bean.
the pet parent?
Lisa?
I've never seen a lamer bunch of costumed losers in my life.
Hey.
That's a guy who knows superheroes,
yes,
too.
It does.
That is not a ringing endorsement.
No, it turns out it's not. But we're the only ones Santa has, damn it.
That's right.
So you better just count on us. And throughout this entire CD, we have a bunch of K-Rock bands, too, that are playing songs because we know that you, like us, sick of the same old Christmas music. It seems like the Christmas songs have been around forever, 1,000 years, and they just get somebody else doing another version of the same thing. This is Papa Roach, and it's a song that they did for the CD called Not Coming Home.
I'm not coming home.
That's pretty cool.
I like that song a lot. That's one of my favorite songs from the album this year.
And Papa Roach, of course, is playing night number one of K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006, so maybe we could talk him into doing that song on stage.
That'd be sweet.
Sure. That'd be fantastic. So Santa writes us a letter.
I'm sorry if I didn't bring you exactly what you wanted, Kevin, but I never could quite make out what the hell you were talking about. For years, I thought you were a little retarded.
How dare you? How dare you?
Well, look.
My special power, apparently, is that my head has grown to huge proportions, but my brain is going in the opposite direction.
Right. It shrinks to an inverse proportion of
your
brain.
How is that a superpower, Ralph?
Well, your head can stop a train.
Okay. So if a train needs to be stopped, I'm your man.
You just put your head right in front of it, and it will stop a speeding train.
All right.
Yeah.
It does make you special, though. I think that's the point.
Okay.
Special. Why did Santa stop thinking you were a little bit retarded? What changed?
He needs to ask my help, and he knows that's not the way to go about it.
That's right, yeah.
Here's Ralph's superhero.
Look! Up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Donovan McNabb. No, it's the Green Eagle.
So I got the little brain and the big head, and Ralph gets the green shoulder pads, and he gets to fly, and wings.
You get to fly, too.
He fights crime.
You get to fly, and your head shines.
My head can fly? You're telling me that I'm strong enough to get that head up in the air?
You have super strength, so you can fly, just like Kevin Federline.
Here's Lisa May.
She talks to dogs, she talks to cats. When you pass, she may sniff your ass.
She's the pet parent.
Wow, she is the pet parent. And if you ever need a pet parent, she's your woman.
By the way, this year's art was done by an amazing comic book artist named Paul Lee, who has worked for DC and Marvel. He's a serious comic book artist, and he designed all of the characters and costumes for all of our superhero characters. And the way he did comic book Lisa May, you've never wanted to have more sex with a comic book character in your life than you.
I'm pretty happy with it, I have to say.
The pet parent is smoking hot.
Her and comic book assistant producer Alex, too.
Superwhore.
Yeah,
right.
Was her character. Great.
And this year, I'm hoping for a lesbian spinoff of the comic book.
And the insert to the CD is a fold-out mini poster. On the inside, it's all of us in action along with our supervillains that we battle, like Doc on the Rocktopus. And DJ Omar Khan and Dave the King of Mexico, so it's very fun.
And I'll tell you, one of the things that we have said from the beginning, since we started putting out Christmas CDs, is every single store that you go to at Christmas time, they charge absolutely as much as they possibly can because they want to make money.
Right.
So you're really kind of right at the limit of, oh, my God. So we've always kept this really, really as inexpensive as possible. It's $6.99.
That's a deal.
That's giving it away.
Yeah. For 35 tracks, including all of these bands, there's Plus 44.
This is vacation, you took a vacation from me.
So that's on there. And we also have Federleasy, by the way. People, we have Christmas and Christmas time in Malibu.
Let me make this clear. Get on your reindeer and bring Kevin Federline a sack of Christmas cheer.
It's Christmas time in Malibu. Throw your drinks in the air. Tell me what it do, nephew.
Yeah. Would you guess that Federline was aware of the divorce when he wrote that?
I don't think so.
No.
He sounds happy on that.
Yeah, and he's not going to be living in Malibu for too much longer.
No. This is going to be his last one if.
That's sort of a collector's item already.
It's Christmas time in the Valley if we actually deem to use him.
Christmas time in Fresno.
Mr. T is on. Warped Tour Band Cartel is on. Snow Patrol is on. Jurassic 5.
You know, Will Ferrell did Ricky Bobby this year for us, where he does a special a birthday greeting for baby Jesus, because that's his favorite of all the Jesuses, you know. Sure. It is one of the funniest things I've ever heard. It is awesome.
It is good. It's 35 tracks, like we say. It comes out a week from today, the 21st, at all Southern California Best Buys.
Best Buy!
Ralph didn't even have any confidence in you because, you know, he had waited for a beat.
You did unison.
Then you weren't
unison.
There.
Symphonic, bitch.
So anyway, $6.99. The proceeds go to charity 1 week from today at Best Buy stores. So
Best
pick
Buy!
That. So pick that up and make sure that you do it soon because it will sell out like it does every year. Last year just sold out quicker than ever. Yeah. So
sold out in like May.
It did. It sold out in May. That's true. So 1 week from today on the World Famous K-Rock. All right. We have something to tell you about. It's the new Kevin and Bean Christmas CD. Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas.
Super Christmas!
And it begins with Santa Claus running into a bit of trouble.
As always, our TMZ cameras were there.
My life is you mother I'm gonna you. Don't you know I own the North Pole? I will spend all of my money to get even with you. Elves.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sad when Santa gets a DUI.
Did you see his mugshot? Does not look good.
No.
So yeah, Santa runs into some legal problem, and what he has to do is find a team of superheroes who are willing to rise to the occasion and save Christmas.
And who would that be?
Well, the Justice League, I think, is busy. Mm-hmm. He goes through quite a few of the teams that are not available.
Right.
I think he calls Super Mario Brothers.
Right.
I think he calls Super Group from the 80s Asia, who turns out not to be super at all, which is very disappointing to him.
Yeah.
So finally he gets to the superheroes of the morning show.
Our show, the Kevin and Bean Show.
The Kevin and Bean Show.
Excellent.
And with the theme this year, of course, is the Kevin and Bean Show as superheroes because, you know, you got Spider-Man 3 coming up. You've got Superman Returns this year, the X-Men 3. You've got heroes on TV. It is it's a superhero world we live in. And so we thought it'd be funny to see what kind of heroes we would be if we all had superpowers.
And Stan Lee, the creator, of course, of Batman and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Or Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, I'm sorry. He has some comments on the superheroes that are in the Kevin and Bean Show.
Special K?
That's me.
Beanbutt?
Bean.
The pet parent?
Lisa.
I've never seen a lamer bunch of costumed losers in my life.
Hey.
That's a guy who knows superheroes,
yes,
too.
Does.
That is not a ringing endorsement.
No, it turns out it's not. But we're the only one Santa has, damn it.
That's right.
So you better just count on us. And throughout this entire CD, we have a bunch of K-Rock bands, too, that are playing songs because we know that you, like us, sick of the same old Christmas music. Seems like the Christmas songs have been around forever, 1,000 years, and they just get somebody else doing another version of the same thing. This is Papa Roach, and it's a song that they did for the CD called Not Coming Home.
I'm not coming home.
That's pretty cool.
I like that song a lot. That's one of my favorite songs from the album this year.
And Papa Roach, of course, is playing night number one of K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006, so maybe we could talk him into doing that song on stage.
That'd be sweet.
Sure. That'd be fantastic. So Santa writes us a letter.
I'm sorry if I didn't bring you exactly what you wanted, Kevin, but I never could quite make out what the hell you were talking about. For years, I thought you were a little retarded.
How dare you? How dare you?
Well, look.
My special power, apparently, is that my head has grown to huge proportions, but my brain is going in the opposite direction.
Right. It shrinks to an inverse proportion of
how
your brain.
How is that a superpower, Ralph?
Well, your head can stop a train.
Okay. So if a train needs to be stopped, I'm your man.
You just put your head right in front of it, and it will stop a speeding train.
All right.
Yeah.
It does make you special, though. I think that's the point.
Okay.
Special. Why did Santa stop thinking you were a little bit retarded? What changed?
He needs to ask my help, and he knows that's not the way to go about it.
That's right, yeah.
Here's Ralph's superhero.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Donovan McNabb. No, it's the Green Eagle.
So I got the little brain and the big head, and Ralph gets the green shoulder pads, and he gets to fly, and wings.
You get to fly, too.
He fights crime.
You get to fly, and your head shines.
My head can fly? You're telling me that I'm strong enough to get that head up in the air?
You have super strength, so you can fly, just like Kevin Federline.
Here's Lisa May.
She talks to dogs. She talks to cats. When you pass, she may sniff your ass.
Yep,
she's the pet parent.
Wow,
she is the pet parent, and if you ever need a pet parent, she's your woman.
By the way, this year's art was done by an amazing comic book artist named Paul Lee, who has worked for DC and Marvel. He's a serious comic book artist, and he designed all of the characters and costumes for all of our superhero characters. And the way he did comic book Lisa May, you've never wanted to have more sex with a comic book character in your life than you.
I'm pretty happy with it. I have to say,
the pet parent is smoking hot.
Her and comic book assistant producer Alex too.
Super whore.
Right.
Her character. And this year,
I'm hoping for a lesbian spinoff of the comic book.
And the insert to the CD is a fold-out mini poster. On the inside, it's all of us in action, along with our supervillains that we battle, like Doc on the Rocktopus. and DJ Omar Khan and Dave the King of Mexico. So it's very fun.
And I'll tell you, one of the things that we have said from the beginning since we started putting out Christmas CDs is every single store that you go to at Christmas time, they charge absolutely as much as they possibly can because they want to make money.
Right.
So you're really kind of right at the limit of, oh my God. So we've always kept this really, really as inexpensive as possible. It's $6.99.
That's a deal.
That's giving it away.
Yeah. For 35 tracks, including all of these bands, there's plus 44. This is vacation, you took a vacation from me. So that's on there. And we also have a Federleasy, by the way. People, we have Christmas and Christmas time in Malibu.
Let me make this clear. Get on your reindeer and bring Kevin Federline a sack of Christmas cheer.
It's Christmas time in Malibu. Throw your drinks in the air. Tell me what it do, nephew.
Yeah, was would you guess that Federline was aware of the divorce when he wrote that?
I don't think so.
No,
he sounds happy on that.
Yeah, and he's not going to be living in Malibu for too much longer.
No, this is going to be his last one. If
that's sort of a collector's
next
item
year,
already.
It's Christmas time in the Valley. If we actually deem to use him,
Christmas time in Fresno.
Mr. T is on. Warped Tour Band Cartel is on. Snow Patrol is on. Jurassic 5.
You know, Will Ferrell did Ricky Bobby this year for us, where he does a special Christmas a birthday greeting for baby Jesus because that's his favorite of all the Jesuses. You know. Sure. It is one of the funniest things I've ever heard. It is awesome.
It is good. It's 35 tracks, like we say. It comes out a week from today, the 21st, at all Southern California Best Buys.
Best Buy!
See, Ralph didn't even have any confidence in you because, you know, he had waited for
we
a beat.
Unison.
Then
we
you weren't
unison.
There.
Symphonic, bitch.
So anyway, $6.99. The proceeds go to charity 1 week from today at Best Buy stores. So
Best
pick
Buy!
That. So pick that up and make sure that you do it soon because it will sell out like it does every year. Last year, just sold out quicker than ever. Yeah. So
sold out in like May.
It did. It sold out in May. That's true. So 1 week from today on the World Famous K-Rock.
First, though, very excited to welcome our next guest back to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Captain's Log, Stardate 456-52.1.
Friends, Romans, countrymen. Lend me your ear.
William Shatner. William Shatner.
With a Commodore VIC-20, the whole family can learn computing at home.
William Shatner.
He plays great games, too.
I'm not a Starfleet commander. Or T.J. Hooker.
You smell that? A sweet odor like honey.
I'm Denny Crane.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. William Shatner!
Kevin and Bean.
How are you?
How are you?
Great, guys. You?
Good, thank you.
Bill, I was worried for a minute that you were cutting back on your jobs, but damned if you didn't go and take another one.
No, I thought maybe since I had that day off.
Yeah, you need to work a little less. But now you have a brand new game show called...
Wait, something exciting is happening.
Is that right?
Yeah. Tonight, a new show goes on the air in place of Boston Legal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, your other show.
They didn't
preempted
show.
Yourself?
I'm preempting myself, Bill. Which is a bit weird and very mean.
The people from Boston Legal came and said, look, Bill's not so good in tonight's episode. Can we replace it with something else? So let me get this straight.
The matter is, we got down on bended knee to Boston Legal, the authority of David Kelly, to be precise,
right,
and said, please, let me do this. And reluctantly...
Yeah.
They agree.
So let me get this straight. It's an hour and a half version of an hour show that's airing tonight, Tuesday, that's normally going to air for an hour on Wednesdays.
You got it. That's so simply and well put.
Good thinking. Why would they do that? I don't get it, but okay.
Bill, let me ask you this.
I get it. It's on after Dancing with the Stars.
You got the big lead in.
It's going to be their highest rated show.
I see.
That's right. Of course. Sure.
So, it's all sort of calculated, and so it gives you a sort of a small insight into the quality that ABC thinks the show has.
Now, just about the quality, I did see a commercial for Show Me the Money, which is the name of the game show, and there are hot chicks dancing on stage, and if I'm not mistaken, you, William Shatner, were also dancing with them.
I was stumbling.
That's looked to me like you were getting your groove on.
I was getting a slight, narrow sort of edge. A groove is a deep furrow.
I see, okay.
And the only deep furrow I have is on my forehead.
Okay, all right.
Bill, you get asked to host and appear in probably 100 TV shows a year. Why this one? Why'd you agree to do this one?
Well, I said the same thing 14 hours into it one day.
Right.
And the answer I came up with was, I began to discover the challenge of a game show.
right,
getting into the heads of the people playing the game. Why? What? You know, where would you spend the money if you won this? And the answers and the interesting complications that each individual had. Then the complexities of playing the game and making it dramatic and just getting the game out was quite a feat. And it's quite a challenge, and I sort of fell in love with the whole idea.
How does it work? Give us a quick overview of how it works.
Well, essentially, you got to get six straight answers. If you get six right answers, and the girls reveal each time you answer a question, when you choose a girl, they reveal how much the answer is worth.
Oh, I see.
So an answer might be worth $250,000 if you got the right answer. You're mounting your amount of money, which could then lead you into over $1 million.
Wow.
By the same token, if you didn't get the right answer, you would be the amount of money is deducted, and you could end up with nothing.
I see.
So the potential there is to win over $1 million is what you're saying.
Right. And people, we've done seven shows. People have won almost $1 million, and people have busted out.
No,
oh, how about that?
Wow.
Are the questions tough, Bill? Because we always make fun of Alex Trebek because he's got that smug smile, like he knows the answers, like he could answer any of those Jeopardy questions. Do you actually know the answers to these, or do you not need to?
I don't have a smug smile because on the simplest question, I freeze up and I don't know the answer.
Excellent. You're right. With me. Excellent.
I have no idea. Do you watch pop culture? Do you watch these hour shows when they say who was married to and what day and... I have no idea.
Yeah, you and me both.
Yeah, and it can be tough, and it's impossible for us to know what it's like to be that contestant. You know, somebody who's on the stage with the lights and the noise and standing next to William Shatner, and you got all the girls and everything.
And wanting the money.
And Bill's dancing next to you, and you're distracted by that.
That's right. I'm swinging it, and they're grooving it.
But
and these girls are titillating, and it's just each one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It looks like you just go crazy on that stage, though, like we've never seen you before.
No, not crazy.
I saw you popping and locking.
I'm cool, and I'm in control.
I saw you breakdancing, Bill. I saw you spinning on your head. Was that a different show?
We are talking to the great William Shatner. Show Me the Money, unfortunately, will be preempting his excellent Boston Legal, where he's getting it on with a midget every week these days. But you can see Show Me the Money tonight at
midget.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
what? Sorry.
I spent
sorry.
The whole show saying you can't say midget.
Oh, okay. I know, that's true.
Little person.
That's at 9:30 on ABC. Hey, Bill, we've known you for a lot of years, right? We go way, way back with
we
you, don't
back
we?
To horse shows and acting and
15 years. We've been talking to Mr. Shatner, and he's one of my favorite celebrities of all time. It's always an honor to have you on. I've never asked you for a favor personally before, Bill, but I want to ask you to do something for me today.
Anything.
Today's my birthday.
Really?
You're my favorite singer. Would you sing happy birthday to me? Would you sing happy birthday to Bean, Bill?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Beanie. Happy birthday.
I'm very troubled by this performance.
It did sound a little creepier than I was hoping. But how about that? I got a personal greeting from the captain today. That's outstanding.
Little Beanie Boy, how old are you?
I'm 94.
I'm older than you are, Bill, if you could believe that. And
no,
I feel it, my friend.
There is nobody older than I am.
That's true.
If you're older than I am, you're dead.
That's why you are such a miracle of television. Please watch our friend Bill Shatner, Show Me the Money, tonight at 9:30 on ABC, and then look for it in its regular time slot at 8 on the same network starting November 22nd, which is a week from Wednesday. Bill, thank you so much. Always great to talk to you, sir.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Bye now.
And now, a moment with Bean.
A lot of people who are into, you know, one sort of athletic sports, they're really into other ones, too. They, you know, they like to kind of do both.
That was a moment with Bean.
We're doing all moments with Bean today because it's his birthday. That's how we're going to celebrate.
Is that Kevin doing his Bean impression?
No. It's Kevin rubbing off on Bean.
Wow.
That is, that's what I asked for my birthday, as a matter of fact. Hey,
what the hell?
6:56 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Cindy Margolis, formerly one of People Magazine's 50 Most Beautiful People, the most downloaded woman on the internet, now in the current issue of Playboy Magazine, is going to be joining us just after the top of the hour and next hour. Your tickets for K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006, night number one. Right now, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. Good morning, Ralph.
Boy, is she ever in that issue, too.
She is.
She sure the hell is. She appears the crap out of that issue. I'll tell you.
She was like all over it a lot. She was like PG-13 her whole career until this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And she's doing it all for some charity. And whatever that charity is, I'm going to donate like $1 million to that charity. It's the greatest charity in the world.
She actually has a vagina, it turns out. I didn't even realize that until this issue.
And wow. How, brother?
Yes, she does.
Vagina.
Right.
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to go over to ABC. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to round up the writers from Lost.
Right.
And I'm going to make them sit down and watch last night's Heroes.
Oh, really?
Freaking Heroes last night.
That show's good. That's the best new show, I think.
Oh, so good. We're leading. This is the penultimate episode before Save the Cheerleader, Save the World.
Look up penultimate.
The next to final.
Okay.
Next week's, that's the day they got to save the cheerleader. This is all the stuff leading up to it.
I got you.
And Claire's dad, Mr. Bennett, not a bad guy.
Really?
Not a bad guy.
Wow.
Haven't seen it yet.
We find out all about it. Well, too bad. It's been on. We got to talk about it.
No, that's fine. Haven't seen it yet. I taped it. I'm looking forward to it because that show really is well done. And for those of you that don't watch, it's just that there are people among us who have superpowers. And it's not done in a comic book kind of way. It's like, what if there really were people with superpowers?
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
And this Siler dude. Oh, he's bad.
But the dad, not bad.
No.
Imagine that. The guy who created the show, what's his name? Tim Kring. Kring, right.
Yes.
He apparently is friends with Damon Lindelof from Lost, and he showed him the script, and Lindelof said, hey, that's a fantastic idea, you have to do that. And Kring said, I'm not going to make the same mistake that a lot of these shows do and take 10,000 years to unveil stuff. I'm going to make this show pop. This show's always going to have stuff happening, and it's going to happen fast, and you're not going to sit around waiting for something to happen all the time. And he has been very true to that vision so far this season.
Good stuff. And you get new freaks every episode. It's great. They talked more to Atomic Boy last night, the guy who just bursts into radiation for no good reason. And then they met a waitress last night who's a super genius, remembers everything she reads and sees.
Oh, wow.
It's all so good. Very excited by last night's show. All right, let's talk about the showbiz news, shall we? You know Liza Minnelli, the ancient singer, dancer, actress, Liza Minnelli?
I just threw up.
She was married to that Mo David Guest.
Yeah.
Yes.
Remember that? And then they had a big row and falling out and divorce, and he said she beat him up and stuff like that.
She's had a famous life of having a gay following, right? I mean, that's
and gay husbands, her too, deal. By the way.
Yes, that's right.
Anyway, he's now on the next edition of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Show.
Fantastic. I don't care what it is I'm going to watch. He's ridiculous.
Oh. Here's a story from that set. They're currently filming in Australia, and he refused to participate in the bungee jump competition that everyone had to do.
Right.
And here was his reason. He was worried that the sudden jolt at the end of the bungee jump would ruin the anti-aging injections he's had in his face.
No.
Is that the greatest thing you've ever heard?
Doesn't work like that?
No way.
By the way,
it's not going to snap his plastic surgery or something at the end of the bungee cord?
It's not a jerk. It's a kind of a soft...
Well...
reversal.
He didn't like the sudden change in altitude. He thought all of his lifts and Botox would just come springing forth off his face.
He'd come back up with no face?
He'd look like a Sharpay at the end of the jump. Oh, my God, my face is falling.
I just want to hear him explain that to people.
Yeah.
And see their reactions.
Yes, I didn't want to jump.
So I'm hoping to see that episode sometime soon. He's getting $200,000 for being on the show.
Wow.
Jeez, what a bitch.
Insane. Oh, this whole Britney Spears, Kevin Federline thing.
Spectacular?
Yeah. What was the story that Pat O'Brien over there on The Insider, didn't he interview like the cast of the Celebrity Fit Club or something about Mel Gibson's arrest? Remember that?
Yeah, yes.
He did.
This is going to be one of those stories where people are asking just random people, just not even connected to them, how they feel about the whole breakup of Kevin Federline and Britney Spears. And they finally got around to asking their ex-partners, Shar Jackson and Jason Alexander.
Oh, good.
Because they must have some insight into that relationship.
Jason. Yeah. They spent so much time together.
This is the chick that he left while she was 9 months pregnant? 8 months pregnant?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Shar Jackson said that K-Fed has made some mistakes.
Really?
But everyone else doesn't have the whole world pointing their finger at their mistakes. So she feels some sympathy for Kevin Federline.
Huh.
The man who dumped her when she was 8 months pregnant with their second child.
Yeah.
Yeah, she deserved it.
Wow.
And Jason Alexander, Britney's first husband.
Yeah.
And I say
55
that
55 hours.
Yeah, because it was, a day and a half.
It's Vegas.
I don't hate the guy, he says. I think he's made an idiot of himself. And Jason added that he still loves Britney. And the only thing Kevin's ever done since they've been married is spend money.
Yeah.
Well, burn.
Britney, as much as she was mocked for that impromptu wedding with Jason Alexander, would have been so much better off to stay married to him than to ever meet Kevin Federline.
That's the truth.
No kidding.
He seems like a good dude. I don't know if you've seen him interviewed, but he seems like just a real nice, regular
guy.
Dude. Yeah.
And that's exactly what she needs. someone else from the trailer park that she can just commiserate with who doesn't want to be somebody.
Yeah.
Anna Nicole Smith having more problems over the weekend. Her former friend Ben Thompson came down to the Bahamas and confronted her at the house that he owned that she's been living in. For some time now, he's been asking her to pay him back. He bought her the house so she could have a permanent residence in the Bahamas.
Well, he's an idiot, first of all.
She said that she would pay him back.
Yeah.
And he hasn't. She hasn't done any of that. So he's trying to throw her out for some time now.
Right.
He came down with an eviction notice over the weekend and then had the power turned off in the building.
Awesome.
That's according to TMZ.com. It's a sticky situation because Anna told Ben back in May that he was the father of her child.
That's crazy.
It's even crazier when she found out that Ben had a vasectomy several years ago.
Oh.
That lowered the odds of him being the father of the child considerably.
Oh, no. She's a whore.
Quite a bit, I would say.
Then she went to photographer Larry Burkhead and said, you're the father of the child. And he says, she told me I was the father. And she's saying, no, no, no. Howard K. Stern, he's the father of the child. So she's all
right. I have some audio if you want of the guy trying to throw her out of the house.
More than anything.
He knocked on the door and she opened it.
It is bull.
It is bull.
It's total bull.
You're bull.
Fine, I'm bull.
You are.
Good.
Aren't you worried about pulling out your back again, Kevin?
That was a reach. Today's DVD day. Every Tuesday, new DVDs hit the stores. Here's what's available today. The Da Vinci Code. If you haven't seen that, you get a chance to pick it up on DVD.
It's a good movie.
Apparently, there's a code inside the film now that they talk about.
Too much work.
When you rent the DVD and you buy the DVD, they tell you what to look for. Ron Howard, the director, has put all different kinds of symbols and things in the film itself. There's sort of a code within the code.
How many times have you watched the commentary track of a movie?
I always watch them.
You do?
Yeah.
I think I've watched one time.
If I'm going to buy the DVD of a film, if I like a movie that much, one of the first things I do will watch all the special added attractions and stuff.
I just got no time for it. I look at it. I say, I want to watch that.
I'm with Ralph. That's the reason to own it rather than just rent it. If you just want to see the movie, you just rent it. If you want to see the extras, you buy the DVD.
Well, I have good intentions. I want to watch it all. Just don't have time.
Schedule too full?
Very busy life.
Got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, very busy.
Yeah.
I run several multinational corporations.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of never having time to watch, Ralph, Kevin, for my birthday, got me the complete MASH. Now, that's 11 seasons worth of television.
Yeah.
How old am I going to be?
I want to talk to you a year from today and ask how many of those you've seen.
Trapper John's still on the show. That's where I'm at so far, which isn't good.
Well, I'm very excited to have it, and I hope to break a leg or something so I get a lot of time off.
Oh, us too. Yeah.
You need to break a leg to have time off.
You could be less active if you broke a leg. You're the only guy who had a broken leg. Would not change your lifestyle one bit.
Nope, not at all.
No difference.
Accepted, also on DVD, available today. Who Killed the Electric Car? The documentary about what happened to the GM EV1 is available today, too. Crime Scene Investigation, CSI, 6th season, available today. And Family Guy, Volume 4. Comes out today, all the new Family Guy stuff. So I highly suggest that you pick that up because that means more money for daddy.
I was in the hospital a couple years ago and I watched Family Guy DVDs the entire time just to sidetrack my mind. It was awesome.
Keeps you in a good mood.
Did you see Sundays where Drew Barrymore played Brian's idiot girlfriend?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
Classic. It's very, very funny. Today's celebrity birthdays, Laura San Giacomo. Is 45 years old today. Patrick Warburton, speaking of Family Guy, he, of course, is the voice of Joe over there. He's also been The Tick. He's been Putty on Seinfeld. Very funny, talented actor.
The best.
42 years old today. Josh Duhamel from Las Vegas is 35. Travis Barker from Blink 182 is 31. And our very own Bean Baxter celebrates his birthday as well today. So we wish him the best, and we hope he breaks a leg so he can watch MASH.
He's been 90 since he was born, Bean.
He's a fan.
Oh, come on.
On his birthday?
On his birthday, Mike. How dare you?
That's ridiculous, Lisa.
You are rude and bad, Kevin. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Guys, I know it's only the 14th of Blovember, but Christmas came early for us this year. When the December issue of Playboy magazine hit newsstands last week, that was the Christmas present to the world. Because on the cover and in the magazine, ladies and gentlemen, the queen of the internet, Cindy Margolis, who's on the phone with us right now on the Kevin Bean Show. Cindy, on behalf of a grateful nation, thank you. I mean, thank you.
Wow.
Thank you, guys. I love you. That's awesome.
Now, Sydney, for people who may not be able to picture you, first of all, they're bad. And second of all...
They may not be able to picture me naked? Well
now they can.
Now
they can, actually. She was in the Guinness Book of World Records for being the most downloaded woman on the internet.
Right.
She, for a long time, has said, don't really need to do nudity. Not interested. Nah, I'm doing fine.
I adamantly said I would never take my clothes off, and here I am on your show, the total liar.
I got news for you. Your clothes are off.
I'm such a liar now. I can't believe it.
But in such a good way, though. If you're going to lie about something, this is how you want to break your promise. That's what
totally.
I'm saying.
Yeah, it's a lot better than saying you're going to take off your clothes and then not taking off your clothes. See, that's the bad way.
Now, I know you've been asked 10,000 times since the issue came out why, and I assume some of it just had to do with you felt, hey, I'm 40 and I'm hot, and why not, right?
And I'm going through a midlife crisis. So.
Well, good. That's our game.
Yeah, why not? I know. I mean, Playboy and Mr. Hefner have been so great to me through the years, and they've made me wonderful offers, and I've always graciously declined. And, you know, if I was going to do it before for gratuitous reasons or career or money, you know, I would have done it when I was 25.
Right.
But when he called this year to wish me happy birthday and still made me offer, I was like, wow, this man, this magazine, this icon still wants my tush. So I might as well get
Did he get your tush?
You know, make history, because the proceeds do go to my charity, and, you know, he gave me a 10-page layout, which they haven't done before, and Mr. Hefner's just been wonderful, so I'm just showing you still can be sexy and be naked at 40.
Is it true that your first offer came when you were 18?
It was. It's literally 22 years in the making.
Wow.
This is what I love about Hugh Hefner. This is why he is the man, and we have as much admiration and respect for him as you do, Cindy, and that is that the guy's like, what, 75 years old? But you know he's got a clock in his head that never stops ticking of the women he hasn't seen naked yet. Doesn't matter who they...
He's actually 80 years old.
Yeah.
He's 80. Okay, he's 80 years old. At 80, he's sitting around, and you could walk up to him right now and say, Hef, who's on the list? Who are you still trying to get to take off your clothes? And until last month, he would have said, Cindy Margolis is what I want to get. It's so awesome that he does that, that he carries that torch for the rest of us dudes.
It's totally true, because I was like, you know what? He may not call me again.
Maybe I better take it this time. I was also reading in your bio about you were taking an introductory class for business at Cal State Northridge, right?
I was. I'm a Valley girl, born and raised here, been listening to you guys forever.
Tell us that story when you were in a business class and your professor said that he wanted you to start some kind of a business.
Well, you know, in L.A., I want to be in the entertainment business. I couldn't get a modeling agent. So I tell all those girls, of course, there's a million girls here in L.A. with, you know, better looking. You could have a killer smile and a hot body. But, you know, it takes more than that, or we would all be talking to you on the phone right now.
Right.
So you have to use your brains. And I just started a greeting card company in the early 90s, and those cheesy greeting cards were, you know, like popular, like in a cop's outfit, like, go ahead, make my day. And,
right, just like,
you know,
sexy photos.
Like that. But I actually put my home phone number on the back of every card, which I also don't recommend to girls today.
Yeah, not a good idea. And you sent them out to card shops and every place else, right?
I started selling them, and it just kind of snowballed and went nationwide, and, you know, we were finally bought out. I filled the orders in my basement. People would start calling saying, who's that girl on the card? I'm like, you know what? You should hire her. And I just pretended to be my own manager and started getting jobs.
She's busy right now, but I sure could get her a message. That's what you say?
So, yeah, I mean, that you just kind of have to do it yourself, because no one's going to help you in this business. So I did that, and, you know, kind of like being the first person on the internet. So you just kind of also have to use your brains when
right.
you want to be in this business.
Sure.
So I'm sure you guys did too, right? You guys are geniuses.
Oh, my God.
If you're just joining us, Cindy Margolis is on the line. We're talking about the current issue of Playboy magazine on newsstands everywhere. It's their gala Christmas issue. After all the years of saying you didn't want to take your clothes off, Cindy, when it finally got to the photo shoot and you were getting ready to drop the robe, what was that like for you?
It was the most terrifying experience of my life, but as you'll notice, I went all the way. You know, Playboy let celebrities show what they want to show, and you could do whatever you want to do. They give you that right.
That's true.
And I want you to give it up for me. Did I not show it all?
You showed it all, it turns out.
Yep. Nothing else.
All that there is.
I did not skimp out. It's been a long time coming. I went all the way for you guys.
All that there is is shown. Yes.
And let me tell you why that's awesome, because I've been burned on many occasions where you hear the celebrity that you've wanted to see naked is finally going to do the spread, and then you buy the issue or something, it's topless only, and it's just BS. You know, if you're going to be nude, be nude. And I think, Cindy, you got the right attitude on that. You do.
that's what I wanted. And they were so great about it. And they said, you know, show whatever you want to show. And I said, you know what? I feel comfortable. I mean, after the first day.
Right, sure.
I was walking around naked after the first day. But, you know, I felt comfortable. I said, you know what? Go for it. Let's just go for it and do it. And I'm very proud of, you know, all the pictures.
Do you have a collection of pictures that they didn't use that you could send over?
I actually do.
All right. Excellent.
Hey, look, seeing how this worked out with I'm not going to do it. Okay, I'll do it. I want you to start now telling everyone you interview with you're never going to do porn. Just be adamant. I'm not going to do porn. I refuse to do porn. Porn is awful. I won't do it. Will you do that?
I might as well say that because then it'll be me and Jenna next week on your show.
Excellent.
Exactly. That's what I'm hoping. Well, this is a fantastic issue. You're not going to believe, you know, people have an image of what 40 is like. And the image does not include what I'm looking at right now.
No. So
maybe the hottest 40-year-old ever.
Thank you. Well, you know, Halle Berry, Selma Hayek, Cindy Crawford, everyone turned 40 this year. So hopefully we're showing 40 is the new 25.
Well, it looks like it does.
No kidding. The issue is on newsstands everywhere. CindyMargolis.com is the website. Cindy, we always love catching up with you on the show. Thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean program.
Thanks, you guys. You're awesome. Love you.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
You know, when you do this job, you pay attention to a lot of different stories. And the one, I would say it's probably the number one topic is that we're fascinated with, and there are new stories every day about, is people who get stuff stuck up their ass.
They are fascinated with their back end.
And by the way,
put there.
We deserve a little bit of credit for how rarely we actually bring this topic on the air, because it's a topic off the air at least once a week.
Yeah.
It's just it's unbelievable how often this happens. And Kevin, you had a new one that you saw just this week, right?
Yeah, it was a light bulb. Somebody had a light bulb stuck up their ass. And they had to go into the hospital and get it removed because they couldn't get it back out.
It's kind of one of the worst ideas.
The topic that we're going to ask your phone calls on is not what you put there. It's what you couldn't get back out. That's the funny part. And we should probably start with this.
I do want to warn you that some of the language in this story is strong and it may offend you. It may offend some other people. We have decided to leave it in the story for you to decide.
That's right.
And while we're talking about warnings, by the way,
my advice to someone who's contemplating inserting a rectal foreign body is to not do it.
Okay. Exactly. Our pal, Dr. Mo, is on the line. Dr. Mo, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Hello, my friends. How are you?
This is what I love about Dr. Mo. He's in surgery in 5 minutes. He's on the phone with us right now, yucking it up. Then he's going to go on. What kind of operation are you doing today, Dr. Mo?
I'm starting off with some varicose veins, and I'm going to fix an aneurysm.
Oh. Unbelievable.
Okay. Oh, that's no big deal.
So when you heard that we were doing the topic today, you thought, well, that's something I know something about. It's no pun intended, right up my alley, right?
Oh, my dear God, yeah. Well, I guarantee you, if you ask any surgeon or any ER doctor, they have a couple of these. But somehow, I don't know why these things find me.
Well, you sent over a partial list of greatest hits and some of the new things. One is the can of Edge shaving cream.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the
can isn't the problem. The problem is the guy stuck it up, so when he pulled it out, the cap stayed behind. Yeah.
Your butt ain't made for that!
And is that... is that commonly a problem with cans? Because we've heard that on more than one occasion, is that's what people don't think is, hey, something could separate in there, right?
Exactly right. And if you think about it, the way the cap's angled is that little edge is sort of heading the way out, and it gets it caught up on all the, like, inner stuff.
Yeah,
right.
That's bad.
Dr. Mo, do you talk to the patients about how it happened, or is that not really in your purview because you're only there to remove it?
Well, how it happened is usually pretty obvious.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you ever talked about, like, Lisa brought up a great point earlier. She said, do these people, are they just too cheap to go out and buy the thing that's made for that so that they don't run into problems like this? Or are they just improvising?
Or embarrassed.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, yeah, I do usually suggest using something with a handle.
Right,
yeah.
Sure.
But the other thing is a lot of it's a thrill seeker. You were talking about light bulbs before, and one of the best ones that I had was a guy who shows up, and I take a peek down there, and I see the little, like, metal screw end sticking out like a little eyeball. And so I do what I have to do to pop that sucker out, and the guy looks up and goes, wow, you got them both?
Oh!
Yeah.
He had put two of them up there?
This is a thrill seeker, yeah. So I took a quick x-ray, and sure enough, there's a light bulb way the heck up
what
there.
What the hell is going on?
And these can break.
That's the thrill-seeking part of it.
No,
some people
it's
are just
bad.
Like, I mean, we had a cell phone up there once, and this was back in the day when the cell phone was like a brick.
You know?
Right, yes. Sure. Giant. They were huge. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
right now, the whole razor thing, that's not a challenge, but you stick one of those things up there. Yeah, that's a.
I can answer a razor in my ass.
Mo, you saw the story a few weeks ago about that guy down in prison who, I guess there were several guys down in prison that had cell phones, they had a charger, they had antennas, they had the whole deal. They were running a criminal operation out of prison by hiding the cell phones in their butts. You saw that story, right?
I'm waiting for the iPod.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh.
You have the still running vibrator.
Oh, yeah. That was great. The funniest part about that, though, was I was a chief resident, and I was training some interns. And so I'm showing them how to do a proper physical exam. And the whole time we're in this room, you hear this. So what I was really trying to show them is how you try to maintain composure. And as I'm doing the physical exam, this poor intern is just losing it. I mean, you can see the tears coming out of his eyes, and he's trying to hold a laugh in.
Don't you ever have to laugh? Don't you just say, do you feel stupid? I mean, is there any way to... Because they must feel like complete morons at that point because they had to go to the hospital to get help with it.
Yeah, well, yeah. If it weren't for dumb people, I wouldn't have a lot to do in the emergency room. But probably the most mortified was a married couple where I got called to remove a foreign object from an orifice. And I come down and I hear this couple arguing. And as I walk into the room, I can see the woman's feet on the floor. So she's clearly sitting in a chair while it must be the man who's in the gurney, and they're just going at it. And so as I walk up, you hear this man going, oh, fine, you said, keep an open mind. You said it would feel good. You said, and you let go?
Oh.
No wonder your behind is bleeding.
Dr. Mo, do they ever try, they walk in with a shampoo or conditioner bottle up there. Do they ever say, oh, I fell on it. I just slipped in the shower and accidentally went up there. Do they even try that anymore?
Oh, my gosh. Not only do they try that. And, shampoo and conditioner bottles tend to be pretty common. There's a guy who had an 11-inch segment of garden hose.
Oh.
And he actually went to the trouble of cutting a hole in his jeans, trying to convince me that he sat on it and it somehow snaked its way up there.
He sat on a garden hose.
and it
went for the gold.
I looked at him and I was trying to, I kind of gave him the look like, I hope you don't think I'm that stupid.
Right.
But I pointed out he forgot to cut a hole in his underwear as well.
That's great.
Oh, good times, Dr. Mo. Good times.
All right. Well, you got to run, we know. But thank you for taking the time this morning.
Anytime, and happy birthday, Bean.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Mo. Great to talk to you, sir. Bye-bye.
Right, bye. We'll talk to you in another 4 months when we can't avoid this story any longer. All right, 1-800-520-1067. Phil and Scott, you guys hold on, and we'll take other calls from people who this have happened to, especially it's happened to somebody that you know, got stuff stuck there, they had to go to the hospital, they had to try and explain that they fell on the hose, all that stuff. 1-800-520-1067.
Two or three times a year, we do the things you got stuck up your ass topic, and it's always great, and it's always fun for the whole family, but I think just as a disclaimer.
And a warning here, we're dealing with a sensitive subject, sure, which is not suitable for young children.
Right.
Might be worth also adding.
We're about to discuss an issue that may not be suitable for children. In fact, it probably is not, and I want to give you an opportunity to turn down the volume.
I'd like to suggest maybe.
The following is rated MALV. It contains strong language and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Well, then, I'm going
to
add...
This program contains images which may be disturbing to younger or sensitive viewers. Parental discretion is advised.
I have more, but we got to get to these calls. All right.
Surely what's about to happen on our stage is very dangerous. Uh-huh. Seems obvious, but we should underscore it. Please, don't try this or anything resembling this at home.
We have to do this topic about every 3 months just to try to get the word out that maybe sticking things up your ass is not the best idea, especially when they get stuck.
The Humane Association monitored the animal action. No animal was harmed in the making of this program.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. Your stories of things stuck up your ass or somebody else's ass. We'll start real quick. We'll try to get as many calls as we can. We got some great ones on hold. Ben in Buena Park, what say you?
Hey, how's it going, Kevin and Bean? Good.
Hi.
What happened?
Oh, well, my friends hooked me up with this girl, and which is now my wife, and about 2 months into it, you know, she starts saying that she wants to experiment, and, you know, I'm down, so she brought out two kiwis.
Two kiwis?
People from New Zealand?
No.
So kiwis are what? They're a little bit smaller than apples?
Yeah. They're, you know, probably about the size of half dollar, something like
okay,
that.
Okay, so even smaller. Okay, go ahead.
And, so, you know, she says, well, stick them up there. And I was like, okay, you know, we were having some fun, a little bit drunk. And so I shoved the first one up, and she said she liked it. And I was like, cool. And she said, shove the second one up. I'm like, okay, perfect, you know. And so I did it. And about 10 minutes later, she, you know, comes out of the bathroom. She says, they're not coming out.
Oh. Do you have to go to the hospital and explain it to him?
Oh, yeah. Well, we went to the hospital, and you know, the guy there, the doctor's, like, sitting there cracking up outside the room talking to his nurse.
Of course.
Oh, no.
Of course.
So they take this, like, camera thing and stick it up, you know, and they ended up cutting the kiwis out. And the minute they cut the kiwis, the acid from the kiwis goes up inside, you know. And
okay, I think I've heard enough.
Yeah.
She started screaming. Okay, I get it.
Oh, Ben.
That's a bad story. And then they still married each other.
And the kiwis still tasted good.
I'm a man. A man like any other with dreams and emotions. And that's why I'll never put a foreign object up my ass.
Harold and Azusa, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean, Lisa May.
Hi, Harold.
Now, you're different. You got a little bit of a different story. You work in radiology.
Yeah, I work in radiology at a hospital in the San Gabriel Valley, and I've seen numerous things. But I think the best one was a patient who told me he was eating tacos in the shower and slipped and fell on the hot sauce bottle.
Because we all know how often we take a Mexican feast into the shower.
Oh my God.
Did you laugh in his face, Harold?
I had to hold it back. I mean, people come up with excuses all the time. No one just...
But how do you not eating tacos in the shower and fell on... Oh, for God's sake.
He didn't That's want
fantastic.
To get dirty.
That is
get
fantastic.
It all over his clothes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Harold. 1-800-520-1067. Let's try Kelly in Santa Monica. Hi, Kelly. We're talking about things shoved up your ass. What do you got for us?
Hi, Kevin and Bean. Hi, Lisa Mae.
Hi, Kelly.
What happened?
Well, my dad's a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So back in the day, he's an OBGYN. So he was working at the hospital one night, and they called the ER called up to his unit, and
right.
they said, we need forceps. And my dad's like, what the hell do you need forceps down in the ER for, you know? So they were like, well, we have this guy that came in, and he put a baby watermelon up his butt.
That's even a baby watermelon's really big, isn't it?
Was he eating the baby watermelon in the shower and then slipped and fell on it?
Yeah, they all seem to fall on it.
Oh, my God, a baby watermelon.
Dad, yeah. So when he found out, he's like, you are not using my forceps for that. And the guy's like, well, we don't know what to do. And he's like, well, just cut it up and pull it out.
Oh, my God. I would, if I were a doctor, see, this is why it's good I'm not a doctor. I would have rushed down to ER to do it myself.
Absolutely.
I mean,
you don't want to miss that.
Are you kidding? That's awesome. I'll be right there.
I think I'll probably put it in my ass.
Sal in Long Beach. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thanks.
Well, I'm a paramedic, and we rushed to one call that came in as a rectal bleed. When we get there, my captain, the police department, they're all outside laughing.
Right.
And I rush in with my partner. The first thing I see is there's this guy bent over in front of a door. I guess him and his lover were using the doorknob with the door still attached.
Wait a minute. The doorknob was still attached to the door?
That is correct.
So he was hanging on the doorknob by his ass?
He was. Well, his feet were still tight. There's a pretty tall guy. The guy was still, you know, he was just bent over, kind of on his tippy toes. My partner is laughing. I'm trying to get him to calm down because I'm starting to crack up at this time, and the guy's just really pissed off, real livid, and his boyfriend's just starting to scream. The guy's just telling me, I'm not going. And, you know, we told him, hey, you got to go, man, because I'm not a doctor. He has to have it surgically removed. So they cut a section of the door off, and we transport him like that on his stomach to the hospital with the doorknob.
Wow, that's awesome.
No.
Did anyone at any point say to him,
no wonder your behind is bleeding?
Thank you for the call.
I'm saying to you, my paramedic friend, and I'm saying to everybody else who encounters this in the future, there's something called YouTube now. There's no excuse for there not being video evidence of every single one of these stories. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. Let's take one final. It's Phil and Chino. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, what's up, party people?
Hey, Phil.
So you're a fireman.
Lisa, I gotta get business out of the way.
All right.
Of course.
Tell us about what you got a call from as a fireman.
So, yeah, we get a call on a foreign obstruction.
On a what?
They just come across as like a foreign obstruction. So
foreign obstruction. Okay.
Yeah, it's foreign, all right.
Yeah.
So we get in there and it's this kid and he's probably like 20. Uh-huh. And he's got his mom's curling iron stuck up his...
No way!
So we're just like, okay, well, you know, patch him up, send him on his way, and fight his little...
Okay, thanks for calling. I don't know what happened.
And we're out.
Oh, I didn't touch anything. Damn.
That's got a handle. Did he go past the handle, do you think?
He should have just turned it on.
Oh.
That's all he needed to do. The kid would have gotten that out of himself. Say, put a tree in
your butt. Put a bubble bee in your butt. Put a clock in your butt. Put a big rock in your butt. Say, put some fleas in your butt. Say, stop to sneeze in your butt. Say, put a tin can in your butt. Put a little tiny man in your butt. You ever wanna say...
And we're about ready to give away our first pair of tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Deanna.
Hi, Deanna.
Hi.
Why are you whispering?
I'm at work.
Oh, okay. Are you not supposed
maybe
to...
you were in the CIA.
Are you not supposed to be listening at work?
No, I can listen. I just shouldn't be
calling. Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll make this quick. You're the first person to win tickets.
Am I really?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Night number... Why am I whispering, by the
way? I don't know.
You're allowed to talk at work, Kevin. K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006, night one, 30 Seconds to Mars, Wolf Mother, Sailson, Papa Roach, Plus 44, Fallout Boy, My Chemical Romance, Incubus, AFI, and Foo Fighters. You will see them all.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Did I say Plus 44?
I don't think
sounded
so.
Like I said Plus 44.
I've stopped listening.
Okay.
It's a totally different band. It's KRKFM passing Los Angeles at 8 o'clock. Microsoft's Zune player comes out today. We'll talk to the man from the company who knows all about it coming up next. Now here's Ralph with the Showbiz Beat.
You may be seeing Britney Spears at a hotel casino near you in Las Vegas and not serving drinks at the blackjack tables as I once suspected she'd end up doing. Actually performing. People close to Britney says she would like to do an Elvis-style comeback in Las Vegas where she would launch her career anew, playing a regular gig in one of the major hotels and casinos there in Vegas, earning her upwards towards $15 to $20 million a year if she makes a long-term deal.
Wow. Wow.
The Palms Hotel and Casino, run by George Maloof of the Maloof Brothers, already has said there will always be a standing offer for her to play at the Palms, particularly in our new venue. So I bet they're standing in line to get a piece of Britney Spears' comeback.
She certainly has enough hits to do that, right? I mean, she doesn't even need new music to play Vegas.
Look, the crowd that goes to Vegas is not all that discerning when it comes to their entertainment. So yeah. A chance to see Britney Spears live would be a huge feather in the cap of some guy in an RV from Wisconsin who comes out with the wife.
What if K-Fed's going to dance back up for her?
Oh, like wouldn't that be great?
That'd be funny.
That is not a lot of money for Britney, by the way. She makes that on the road anyway. I mean, she does draw that well.
But she doesn't have to be on the road.
But this is way better for a woman with two small children at home.
This could be a couple weeks of the year we're talking about, not an extended tour.
Oh, really? Not a whole year?
Yeah, not a whole year.
Wow.
No, she would do a portion of the year, you know...
Three
Elton John does that. You know, he does a shorter chunk than, say, like Celine Dion or something. He just comes in and kind of does a hit a couple times a year and gets out. So she'd be close to home, and she'd be able just to knock it out, and it would be a good deal for her. So wait and see if that's her plan. Meanwhile, Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes' wedding looks to be a sure thing this weekend in Italy. However, AOL.com had an astrologer look into their wedding date, and, oh, man, does not look good.
Is Uranus in retrograde? Hey, whatever they say.
How dare you?
How do they say it?
Apparently, the planets are not lined up to support a marriage on November 18th.
Damn it.
So, if I was them, I'd rethink it. Because astrology really is every bit as convincing as Scientology. So,
sure.
If you're going to believe in one, you might as well believe in the other. I think.
That's a good point. Hey, did Tom bother consulting the stars with his first two failed marriages?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Maybe not.
Kate Bosworth won't talk about her weight. In Touch magazine reports that the actress actually canceled an interview with an Australian journalist because he wanted to talk about how skinny she was. A friend of hers has been quoted as saying she's gone from a size 4 to a size 0 in just months.
You know how you do that?
I just threw up.
That's how you do that.
Oh, yeah.
People at Caltech have also noted that gravity no longer affects her. Which I thought was odd. Sometimes you just hear just floating down the street. It's very disconcerting. Today is Tuesday. It means there's new DVDs in stores. Da Vinci Code is available, as is Accepted, the college comedy starring Justin Long and our pal Lewis Black. Who Killed the Electric Car? A very interesting documentary about the mysterious disappearance of GM's EV1 electric car, which was going to be the electric car we'd all be driving in the future. And now they're filling garbage dumps all over America. You can see smashed up EV1s.
It's pretty tragic.
It is pretty tragic.
I'm so glad that's out on DVD because I meant to go see that in the theater, never got around to it, but they only leased them. You couldn't buy them. They only leased them, and then they insisted that you return them. You weren't allowed to renew your lease. They made you give them back, and then they destroyed them.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who had them loved them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then they killed it. Why do we have to watch it?
Because they, GM.
Yeah.
didn't really, it wasn't in the best interest for GM and or the oil companies to have a successful line of electric cars out
there. That
makes sense. My understanding, Ralph, and correct me if I'm wrong, is they were kind of forced to come out with something that had better mileage. I mean, it was like, it was the rules from the government. Right. You have to release this car that has better mileage. So they did under protest.
And then it went way too good for them. And then they tried to do away with it once they had fulfilled their obligation.
That's funny.
So it is kind of funny.
Kind of.
At least they're doing really well now.
It wasn't so tragic in a sad way.
Yeah. And Family Guy, Volume 4, which is the second half of the fourth season, I think, is available today. Anyway.
It doesn't matter. If something's available on DVD from Family Guy, buy it.
It's new Family Guy. Yeah. It's Family Guy you don't have on DVD, so you must go out and buy several, several copies and give them away as Christmas gifts. Also give away our new Christmas CD, which is on sale in a week.
That's right. Next Tuesday.
Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas!
Oh, that's the best delivery yet.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You get to see the entire cast of superheroes, including my personal favorite, Special K, which is Kevin's secret identity.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You get to see him in his green pleather superhero costume. It's very exciting. Today's celebrity birthdays, Lara San Giacomo is it Giacomo or Giacomo?
It's Giacomo. It's
Giacomo.
Giacomo. She, of course, was on Just Shoot Me for many years. I haven't seen her in a while. What's she doing lately?
Don't know.
She had a baby.
She's
not
on Brothers and Sisters, I know.
She's not?
No. Good.
She's the only person in Hollywood, apparently, who's not on Brothers and Sisters.
So I can verify that.
Ralph, she did pop up, but I think it was just a one-episode appearance on Veronica Mars 2 weeks ago, and she's very good.
Veronica Mars. Now, that is available only on podcast. How do you get that again?
No, it's actually on the CW. Qua. It's a regular weekly series.
You were going to say Qua, weren't you?
Yes, he was.
I thought about it.
You were going to say Qua.
Ralph, it's the best show you're not watching. You would love Veronica Mars. It's great.
That is a good show.
It's great.
I got no time.
I know.
I know.
What night's it on?
Tuesdays.
Tuesdays. Oh, that's house night for me. I know it is.
You can tape it, dude. You can tape it.
House. Is it better than House?
No, but you can tape it.
No.
Is it better than House is what I'm asking you.
I watch them both. They're both really good shows.
Just roll tape on the Qua, Ralph.
She's a teenage girl. She's like Nancy Drew, isn't she?
She's
like
25.
Fights crime or something. She fights crime during the day and then like has like a cheerleader at night or something.
Close.
Some freaking thing.
It's close.
It's a good show. And she's awfully easy on the eyes, too, by the way.
All right. Patrick Warburton, who, of course, was Putty on Seinfeld for seasons and also The Tick. And currently can be heard on Family Guy. He's 42 years old today. Our buddy Travis Barker from Blink-182 is 31. And Bean Baxter, legendary Los Angeles radio personality Bean Baxter, celebrates his birthday today. It's me, GBGB, Gene Baxter.
We should be playing some of those, too.
How about a little taste of Bean back in the day? That's what I'm talking about. Well, a little retrospective on his long radio career would be in order on this, the day of his freaking birth. You guys talk about people sticking things up their ass when you should be giving a little love to a guy who's had a decades and decades of success in the professional broadcasting world.
Perhaps a little later on, Ralph. A little later on.
I can't stretch anymore, Lisa. I've been vamping for an half an hour, right, and these guys can't come up with one piece of tape.
I have too much on, Bean. I couldn't find the air check.
All right.
BGC, I still love that song. From DC, almost sprained myself right down there in the ankle every time I hear it. You might say it almost made my foot loose.
Come on! How glad are you that he was born? Celebrate this day, people. You don't know how lucky you are.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Today is November the 14th. We've been talking about all of the new stuff that's in stores today, DVDs and CDs and stuff like that. There's also new technology hitting stores today from our friends at Microsoft. It is called the Zune. Maybe you've seen the commercials, but maybe you thought, hey, what's that all about? Well, you're listening at the right time because Scott Erickson is on the line right now. He is the Senior Director of Product Management at Microsoft. Scott, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Hey, thanks, guys. Good morning.
Were you at that event I saw on my TV yesterday with Bill Gates, who sent and received the first Zune song? Were you there yesterday, Scott?
Actually, no. Part of my team was there, but I'm enjoying the rain in New York, and I saw Queens of the Stone Age last night.
Here. Oh, nice. Oh,
that's a much, you out. That's a much better night.
Yeah.
Now, there's
There's a ton of MP3 players on the market. Of course, iPod is the best known, has the best market share out there. But Microsoft looks like they're really prepared to be in the game this holiday season with the Zune. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. The device, which launches today, it comes in three colors, white, black, and brown. And it's got a 3-inch screen, so it's one of the biggest screens that in the market right now.
Okay.
The best part is that it's got an FM tuner built in, so you don't need an accessory there. So you can take it to the gym or you can take it around town with you. And we also have built-in wireless, so if I like a song and I want to send it to you, I can just zap it to your device. Or so, you can send me pictures back and forth.
So you mean if we're standing next to each other, we can transfer songs without any wires?
Absolutely.
Can you do it to somebody like... and they don't know it? Because that'd be awesome. Transfer, like, bad songs or pictures of your ass or something, right?
Yeah.
Can you do that?
It's about sharing music. It's not a dating service yet.
No, but I'm saying that would be awesome if you could and they didn't know it. That's all.
Kevin's going for the funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Scott, can you, you know how you upload songs to an MP3 player now from your computer? You can do that wirelessly as well, I would imagine, right?
Not quite yet, but that's definitely something that we're working on for the future. We'd love to be able to do that.
Okay. What else do you love about the Zune? Bigger screen, you said, and you can send songs back and forth to other players wirelessly. What else is new in this technology?
Well, you've got the built-in FM tuner, which is great. We also have a subscription service online. So if you want to, let's say, download 1,000 songs, take them on a road trip, and you don't really want to make the financial investment in getting all those songs, you can try them out. If you like them, you just mark them on the device, and the next time you're at your PC, you can decide to purchase them outright and then burn them to a CD or something like that.
What happens if you don't want them? Do they burn up or something? How does it work?
Yeah, we do it on a monthly basis. So if you decide like you want to just do it for a few months, that's great, and then the music will expire after that. If you start it up again 6 months later, the music will just refresh and it will be there for you.
Oh, I see. Oh,
interesting.
Now, Microsoft, with the exception of the Xbox, has not been big into making hardware. Is that right, Scott?
Well, we've been doing mice and keyboards for about 20 years, but in terms of little players, you're right. Xbox and now Zune are really our first big ones.
If you don't mind my saying so, Scott, it seems like you're a little bit behind on the MP3 players because Apple really, with the iPod, has destroyed the marketplace for years and years and years and years. And now, finally, I mean, what made you guys decide to get into this business?
Well, when you look at music players, there's about 65 million iPods out there, but you're talking about a world where there's billions of people who listen to music.
Right.
And when we started talking to people, we're like, what are you guys missing from your players today? And they said, it's become way too sterile. It's, you know, I go to my computer, I download music, I put in my white headphones, and I don't get to talk about music. I don't get to share. It's not a personal experience. And they said, bring back the social to the music and let me experience it with my friends. Let me share stuff. Let me personalize. Let me have an identity. And that's what Zune's about. It's about the experience of music and just having a great time.
Well, you were talking to people clearly on drugs then,
Hey, what about this? What has really been the breakthrough on these little portable players lately has been television shows and movies. If I've got the Zune, can I still, you know, watch The Office or get, you know, Cars on my little screen? I can watch it there.
We don't have a video store yet, but that's something that we're definitely working on for the coming year.
Okay. So Zune is out starting today, and it sounds to me like the investment is there. You guys are planning on this being the type of product that's going to be around for years and years, and you're going to continue to add on features and build it up throughout the next few years.
Absolutely. We're already in meetings about what the next devices are going to look like and what the next round of service is going to be. So we're in it for the long haul.
What can I tell, besides going to your website, Zune.net, Z-U-N-E, is it available everywhere or just specific retailers, or what's the deal?
Actually, we're in over 30,000 storefronts today. This is the most widely distributed Microsoft product in the history of the company.
Wow.
So you'll be able to find this thing anywhere, including like Virgin Megastore, Guitar Center, Target, Best Buy, all the big ones.
Okay. Why Zune? What does Z-U-N-E mean?
Well, we wanted a name that was something new, something that was that would get people asking, like, what the heck is this thing? And let people build their own definition for it. So it's just new name, modern, and we seem to like things at the end of the alphabet at Microsoft. So Xbox and Zune, there you go.
All right. Scott Erickson is the Senior Director of Product Management. Now you know Zune is available in stores today. Zune.net is the website. Scott, thanks a lot for talking to us on K-Rock today.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Bye now.
It is, of course, the most wonderful time of the year, and not just because of K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. We're talking about the return of the Kevin and Bean Christmas CD. A lot of people complain we didn't make enough last year. It sold out too fast.
Yeah.
So we have up to the amount that we're making this year and putting in Best Buy stores starting next Tuesday. Tuesday, listen, November 21st. Yes.
When the sentence ends with Best Buy, that's when you do it. You don't interrupt.
I don't get what you're talking about.
Okay.
All right. So, for instance, I say, Psycho Mike, I say, hey, pick it up Tuesday at your nearby Best Buy.
Best Buy?
There you go.
That's where you jump in. But if I say, hey, go out to the Best Buy store near you, boom, nothing. You
don't
say
hold it. Right.
Hold it.
All right. And it's called Kevin and Bean Super Christmas.
Wow. Nice production value.
Come on.
That's strong.
And it is, it's got 35 tracks, a bunch of K-Rock bands. It's also got a storyline of Santa maybe having a little bit too much to drink.
As always, our TMZ cameras were there.
My life is
Don't you know I own the North Pole?
You might recognize that conversation from a certain Mel Gibson recently.
The premise this year is with all the superhero stuff going on in entertainment with the X-Men 3 coming out this year and Superman Returns and Batman Begins and Spider-Man 3 coming out next year and Heroes being popular on television. We thought it would be fun to see what the Kevin and Bean Show would be like if we all had superpowers. And Paul Lee, who is a tremendous comic book artist, and I sat down and came up with these characters that it would be funny to see what each of us and our superpowers would be. So the superhero team of the Kevin and Bean Morning Show is going to save Christmas because Santa gets into a bit of a legal hassle this year.
Here's Bean's special power.
Today, Bean Baxter fights for Toast, Hello Kitty, and the freedom to blog via remote control in the form of the bombastic Bean Bot.
From his island all alone, he controls his
There's not actually a real person there. It's just he's got his Beanbot out there to help.
Bean was sent to our planet as a young man from the planet Pluto when his parents realized that it was going to be downgraded to a rock.
Right.
So they sent him in a little rocket ship to Earth, and he uses his Plutonian technology to create a robot to fight crime.
Also, our assistant producer Alex is super whore. And that's not it. That's not the track at all.
She sounds like Wing.
I would like to play that, though. That was Wing. Let me play that.
In the one horse opens sleigh.
Oh, that's worth the price of admission right there, I think.
I agree.
Awesome.
You know, I hear Kevin talk about 35 tracks on the CD this year. And I hear about the great comic book, great Stan Lee on it. And I hear about all the comedy and all the music and everything. And I'm thinking, it has got to be a $25 product, right? It has to be at least $25 for all that entertainment, right?
At least.
You would think, yeah. But no, it's $6.99.
$6.99.
What? We try to keep the price as low as possible so that when you get it, you feel like I really am getting a lot for my money, which is almost impossible to feel that way with any other product.
I'd pay $7 for this. That's
you
how
would
good
not.
It is. Yes, I would.
$7?
Yes, I would go as high as $7.
Snow Patrol is on this year with a song. That's pretty cool, right?
I'm telling you, music-wise, I think this is the best CD we've ever put together. There's so many great Christmas songs from our K-Rock artists.
You got OK Go, you got Papa Roach, Angels and Airwaves, Hinder, Greenbrier Lane is one of the bands that we like to feature here, Jurassic 5, Snow Patrol, She Wants Revenge, Plus 44, all of them doing Christmas stuff.
Yep.
On the Kevin and Bean Super Christmas! Sweet. And we had Will Ferrell in not too long ago, and Will Ferrell gave us a little Christmas message as Ricky Bobby.
But dear little baby Jesus, happy birthday to you on this glorious day. I mean, it's a great day. It's your birthday. Hey, it's your birthday. You probably want to go to Vegas and party with your buddies. But you're just a baby. You can't drive a car. But you could hire a limo service.
So that is one of the 35 tracks. Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas. 1 week from today, November 21st, at all Best Buy stores. All right, let's talk about our president. President Bush is doing really well in the polls. He seems to be smoking hot.
Really?
Right.
Actually, Kevin, this just in, the latest poll has him at the lowest point of popularity with the American public in his presidency. He's at 31%.
Or that,
is where
yeah.
the president is right now. So I can't imagine what it's like. I mean, if you're the president, I mean, every single person on the planet has an opinion of the job you're doing and is not afraid to speak up and tell you what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know how you ever filter that out and just do what you think is right, but it's got to be very, very tough. President George W. Bush joins us on the line from our nation's capital right now. Good morning, Mr. President.
I'm 31.
I don't think that's good.
People always say that at sporting events.
Yeah, they say I'm number one.
Oh, number one.
Yeah, not 31.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, 31's
Hold
really...
Hold on a second. Okay. I need a little something.
31's really low for a president.
Yeah. Mr. President, there have been times in the time that you had the job where your popularity has been at over 90%. For instance, yeah. right after the September 11th attacks, for instance.
Yeah. We need another attack. That's what we need.
No, well, I don't know.
This country
if we
needs
need
another
that.
Goddamn terrorist attack.
I think that's not as
Get
important.
Get me back where I belong.
No, I don't see that happening.
But 31, now you're starting to get into among the lowest percentage of approval ratings in the history of the presidency. I mean, there are guys who were terrible presidents who never got to 31.
I don't know if this means anything, but they recently told me that Hitler had a .33.
Is that right?
During the Second World War.
Now,
wow,
that is sad.
33% approval rating.
Well, that's got to hurt.
Now, amongst Americans.
One of the things that is a true, I believe, of presidents is when they get into their last 2 years in office, they're starting to think about their legacy.
Yeah.
They want to be remembered as great presidents.
That's right. I need to improve my image.
Just a little.
I need to improve the opinion of Americans and how they think I'm doing.
Right.
So I'm going to take some steps now that I got nothing to lose. I'm going to make sure that everyone remembers old G-Dub with a smile on their face.
Okay, to get the polls to go back up. Okay.
That's right.
I like it.
I wondered after you fired your Secretary of Defense last week, I thought, well, maybe this is the beginning of the new George W. Bush where he starts caring what people think about the job he's doing.
It was the beginning of it. Right after those midterm elections, I realized that perhaps Americans wanted a different course.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that was a pretty strong message.
So I got rid of Rummy.
Uh-huh. Okay. What else you got?
My next step, two words, free candy.
Well, free I don't know candy. How anyone can be against that.
Everyone loves candy.
For who? I mean, how do you do that?
For everyone who answers a poll saying I'm doing a good job.
Okay.
They get a Zagnut.
A Zagnut. Okay.
Or a whatchamacallit. Or perhaps a Twix.
Okay. Nothing I like Twix. That. That's good.
My next plan, record a reggaeton CD.
You're going to sing reggaeton. That's what you're going to do.
That's right.
Because it's very popular, right?
Oh, kids love free candy and reggaeton CD.
You don't have a copy of that, do you? A little taste?
Nope. Oh. Still working on that.
All right.
All right. I like it, though. Sounds like a good idea.
Next, I plan to shoot Dick Cheney in the face with a shotgun.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, that's a great idea, Mr. President.
Taste of his own medicine.
I think that might get you some numbers there. That might help.
Everyone who votes yes, my approval rating polls, gets a check for $100,000 as well.
Where does that money come from?
Oh, come on. I got a deficit of $90 trillion.
Right.
I think it really matters if I spend a couple more.
Yes.
Of our money?
So just pile on. Okay, exactly. Just keep spending.
All right. I don't care the next guy's problem when I leave.
Okay,
I
that's right. All right.
I'm going to work on releasing an internet sex video with myself and Condi Rice.
Interesting.
Did wonders for Paris Hilton.
Yeah, but, okay. I don't know that would do the same for you, but
I was
going
to do it with Ann Coulter, but it turns out she's a dude.
Well, you want to stay away from that, then.
I was shocked.
Wow, that is shocking.
Not in a good way. I'm going to send Kevin Federline to Guantanamo Bay.
Oh, now you're talking.
I like it.
Okay. Yeah.
Give that bitch a little waterboard.
I like it.
What's the point of torturing people if you can't torture a-holes like him?
That's a great idea.
Absolutely right. No one would defend him.
Going to impanel a commission to find out what the hell's going on Lost.
Yeah.
It's about time somebody did.
Investigating that and tell us some goddamn answers.
You going to bring him before Congress and ask him questions?
Some sort of commission. The Lost
Good idea.
Commission.
All right.
Have a commission.
I like it.
Putting together a commission.
Right.
A commission, right.
A commission.
I would vote for you again for president if you were able to run, if you could actually start doing some of these things you're talking about, Mr. Bush.
Lastly, I'm going to spend the rest of my final term pretending to be a reporter from Kazakhstan. High five. President I like.
Did you see that movie, Mr. President?
Make sex explosion on Condi's chest.
Oh.
And now, a moment with Bean.
I just love peanut butter and would like people to be that I could talk to peanut about with peanut butter.
That was a moment with Bean.
That is Bean.
That is the gold standard.
That is Bean's best right there.
Absolutely.
And we're playing all moments with Bean today because it's his birthday. And that's our way of celebrating him.
Well, that's very kind. It's an homage.
8:57, time for the Showbiz Beat. Here is Ralph.
All right, this is unacceptable. Can't go punching Borat.
What
happened to my Borat? Last week, while in New York, when he appeared on Saturday Night Live with Hugh Laurie when he was hosting.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, Sacha Baron Cohen was in New York City on the street, and he was still in character as Borat, and he approached the wrong dude on the street.
Uh-oh.
He came up to a guy in the street. They were walking out of 30 Rock, and they were walking the street and said, "I like your clothes. Are nice. May I please buying? I want to have sex with it." And the guy freaked out and punched Borat in the face.
Well, now, if you saw the movie, and everyone did, except for Psycho Mike and the whole wide world, you know that everybody who talked to on the streets of New York was 1 second away from wanting to punch him in the face, so you can't really be that surprised.
Apparently, Hugh Laurie jumped in and helped his buddy out and pushed the guy away and dragged him to his feet and got him the hell out of there. Guess he picked the wrong person. That should be punishable by death if you attack Borat.
If you attack Borat?
Yes.
National Treasure?
That's how much I love that that movie. He's not even ours. He's British, but still, I think we should adopt him. they're saying now that Borat could become the highest grossing comedy of all time.
Really?
Over Home Alone? They're saying it'll make $100 million by Thanksgiving. That'll only be 2.5 weeks that it's been out. If it continues with its popularity through the holiday season,
yeah,
it could beat Home Alone by the beginning of next year sometime.
If you haven't seen Borat yet, you must do that. You must.
Here's your Borat update. New DVDs in stores today because it is Tuesday. If you are looking for a new movie to check out, you haven't seen The Da Vinci Code, you can pick it up on DVD today. I really like that Da Vinci Code.
I never thought it was good.
What'd you say?
I just thought it was okay.
You didn't care for it?
Not that much, no.
What if Calista Flockhart had been in it? Would you like it better then?
Yeah.
Would have been Da Vinci and Sons?
And Sally
been
good? Field? Oh, my God.
Oh, that would have been good.
What about Tom Hanks and the mullet, though? Is that distracting at all? Because it distracted me just in the commercials.
It didn't bother me.
I got over pretty early on in the film.
He's such a good actor.
Yeah, he sure is. Accepted is available today as well with Justin Long and Lewis Black, the college comedy. Who Killed the Electric Car? Very interesting documentary about what happened to GM's EV1 electric car. CSI, the sixth season's available today. Family Guy Volume 4 available today. So pick that up. Buy that Family Guy thing.
Deal.
Deal. Oh, Anna Nicole Smith.
She's so great, right?
She is so great.
That's what this is about, right?
Yeah, she's being thrown out of her house that she's living in the Bahamas by the guy who bought it for her and allowed her to live in it. His name is Ben Thompson. I'm imagining he bought her the home back when he was banging her.
Yeah. He's an older guy, too, by the way. Yeah. Hard to believe.
Yeah. Loaded. Yeah. Rich and old. Hmm. You see a trend here at all?
No pattern there.
Apparently, they were lovers at one time. She wanted to live in the Bahamas. She said she didn't have any money to buy the house. Could he buy it for her and let her live in it? He said okay. Then she got pregnant and told him in May that he was the father of her baby.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then he said, oh, really? I had a vasectomy about 7 years ago.
You lying whore.
How you like me now?
Then she said the photographer, Larry Burkhead, was the father of the child.
He went to several doctor's appointments with her and stuff.
And now she's claiming that her ex-lawyer, current boyfriend, Howard K. Stern, is the father of the child.
Does she just pick whoever she can see, and that's who she points at as the father?
Right. It's like Steve Carell in Anchorman. I love Lamp.
Right. Well, first she says this.
Like my body.
Sure. Then she says that.
I feel bad for that kid.
Let me back up one half a space here. Why was she in such a rush to establish residency and move to the Bahamas? What is she running away from?
I do not know, sir.
Okay. She's running away from Larry Burkhead, who's the father. Come on.
She doesn't want to give up any of the money that she doesn't have yet.
And you know, she told that guy she could pay him back as soon as she gets the money from the 92-year-old guy.
As soon as that cash, I'm going to cash out with that. I'll pay you back for the house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, he hasn't seen a dime, so reportedly he served her with an eviction notice over the weekend and then had the power turned off.
No.
So she and Howard are sitting there by candlelight, hoping that Entertainment Tonight comes back and asks her another question.
Because at least they'll bring some lights.
That's right. Can't plug them in anywhere, but...
And her bogus boyfriend, Howard, he doesn't have a penny of income coming in that I can see. She seems to be his only client, and he's not can't be making any money off of her right now.
Yeah, they're the perfect couple, those two. New TV shows debuting tonight. You might want to check out. Stanley Tucci stars as a neurosurgeon, leads up the cast of 3 Pounds, the new CBS medical drama that debuts tonight. It's supposed to be great. Looking forward to checking that out. And, of course, The Shat. William Shatner's new game show, Show Me the Money, debuts tonight right after Dancing with the Stars. Big Dancing with the Stars tonight. The final dance-off between Mario Lopez and Emmett Smith.
Oh, that's going to be a throwdown.
I hope Smith just lowers his shoulder and just takes Mario Lopez out, just out of nowhere.
That's the only thing that could get me to watch that show.
Blindsides him, just clips him.
That show gets huge ratings.
Yeah.
The biggest. But how is Emmett Smith so good? I mean, I just thought he's going to be another joke athlete on this program, but apparently the guy's got skills.
Black
hairs.
Black.
Yeah, but...
Can they dance?
Better than us, I'll tell you that.
Oh, man.
Jerry Rice, though. Oh, Jerry Rice was on the show.
Master P couldn't pull it out.
Master P, exactly.
Yeah, he was lazy. He didn't want to try. He just stand there and just let her dance around him. He wasn't really into it. But Emmett's got moves, man.
He does.
What does Psycho Mike do when you got a cowboy up against the Saved by the Bell alumnus? How does he even decide who to root for?
Can I just butt in here and ask, are you guys all watching this show?
No.
I haven't seen it at all. None but I just am shocked. I mean, if you'd have asked me, I would have guessed that Emmett Smith would have been the very first to go, not having seen the show, but apparently he's good.
And we may know a reason why Britney Spears decided to call it quits with Kevin Federline. Well, obvious, other than the obvious.
Right.
Apparently, a hooker has come forward in Las Vegas and told a British tabloid called News of the World that Federline, she estimates, blew several millions of dollars in Vegas with her and her friends and some strippers that she knew and taking them all gambling and doing lots of drugs.
Yeah.
Look, it may have been a short ride, but it sounds like he had a good time.
Sure. Yep.
And that's really all that matters in the final analysis. So, I'm going to Vegas this week, and I'm going to see if I can find any of those girls.
Excellent.
Do some interviews.
That'd be
great. I want to do some interviews to get some in-depth behind-the-scenes reporting done.
Do some background, some hard background with them.
I'm going to do some hard background. That's right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Ralph, don't you need a weekend off? Haven't you been running pretty hard this last month?
Listen,
haven't you already been to Vegas? Haven't you already had that?
Yeah.
That's
the
party.
You can only go once?
No, but I'm saying that you had the wedding, and then you had you know, all these football games and all these movie premiere parties. Mm-hmm. It just seems like you need to slow down for a minute.
Make you sweat just thinking about it, doesn't it, Bean? Going out there and being social and partying, enjoying myself.
Bean wants you to sit on your couch for a while.
I know. He wants me to operate the Bean Bot from the Fortress of Solitude there, but I'm not going to, man. I'm going to live. I'm going to live while I'm alive.
He has to live for two people, Bean, because you don't live.
I will not go gently into that dark night. Oh, no, not me. I will rail at it, he said, cursing the darkness and lighting a candle. What?
I don't know.
Today's what?
Nothing.
So you speak up, you interrupt me, I say what, and then you tell me nothing.
I said, I think that's an Angels and Airwaves song.
Yeah, that's, you made the right
call.
That's
what you volunteered. Yeah. That's what you came up with.
Do you have to say everything that comes to your head? Or
I have no filter.
You need to have one.
I know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Talk about a momentum killer right there.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Laura San Giacomo is an actress from Just Shoot Me. She was on that show for many years. She was also in Pretty Woman. She played
that person?
Julia Roberts' best friend in Pretty Woman. She was the other hooker.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
You're going back.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying.
Okay.
He is
a milestone.
Saying.
She's 45 years old today. And thank you to the listener who sent me the photos of Laura, who I didn't know. Her boobs are the best kept secret in Hollywood.
Mm.
What?
She's huge.
The biggest cans you've ever seen in your life.
What were the photos from?
From Just Shoot Me. She's wearing a turtleneck sweater, a tan turtleneck sweater.
She wore sweaters all the time
in
that show.
And it looks like she is looking over a balcony. That's what her chest looks like.
Yeah.
She just sticks her head out over to some sort of precipice that's hanging off the front of her.
Congratulations for her and the precipice.
Yes.
Patrick
Warburton from Seinfeld and from Family Guy and from The Tick, 42 years old today. Josh Duhamel from Las Vegas is 35 years old today. I still like that Las Vegas show. Very entertaining show.
Yeah, I watch that.
I like that Vegas
time.
Travis Barker, of course, from Blink 182 is 31 years old today. And as we mentioned, our boy Bean Baxter celebrates his birthday today.
Come on.
So we all give thanks and praise to the great Lord Jesus Christ for giving us Bean Baxter.
You want to hear a little air check from Bean Baxter?
I love his career more than he does. I'd love to hear some of old.
Hey, it's me, GBGB, Gene Baxter, inside 11 hits in a row. The freshest sound in the valley is Hey Little Walter by Tony.
Oh, man. Could he throw some flames or what?
It's me, GBGB.
Gene, if I could just have you stop talking altogether,
right,
that would be great. Okay.
I could listen to Bean spin the hits of the day for hours and hours.
You know his name was Flash Phillips. You know that, right?
I know.
Flash Phillips.
I love me some Flash Phillips. Maybe, can I make a request before the show's over?
Yeah.
Can we hear Bean's
goodbye
tribute
song
to himself as he left that radio station?
Absolutely.
And he was interviewing himself and then answering in the forums of popular song lyrics?
Absolutely.
I appreciate that.
Yep.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Time for the Afro line. 323-520-AFRO is the phone number, 24 hours a day. Any thought that comes to your mind, including words that just make you laugh.
Bangkok.
Well, we agree.
Can you fix that before we go on so it's not just a left channel? It doesn't matter. Just put it in mono. Mike's not helpful.
What?
For some reason, that was only a left channel. I don't know exactly why, but
Lisa, cool. Do they seem to be having a lover's quarrel today?
It's not like good just, between the two kids, yeah.
Picking at each other.
Yeah. He's bad. Let's face it, he's bad.
You guys need a little break.
Here's a little thought on Family Guy.
So, on the Family Guy, in the last couple weeks, they've had a Patrick Swayze retrospective. two douchebag morning show DJs that don't know what they're doing and think they're funny. And then last night, they had a Blue Jay of Hate attack Peter. Should we just now call this the Kevin and Bean half hour at night?
Really?
I haven't seen this week's episode. There was really a Blue Jay of Hate?
Bean now has two Blue Jays of Hate. The Blue Jay of Hate has so much hatred for Bean that he's gone out and gotten himself an accomplice so that there's two of them now. It's like the Robin to his Batman.
I am worried that somehow they're amassing great numbers and they're going to eventually be able to take me down.
They're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Oh, totally.
But, some people like to call and just sing their own versions of our songs. Okay, thank you.
Okay, let's just let Muse do it from now on.
You don't think that works is better than Muse? No?
I'm ready. I'm just ready to let the band sing it. That's fine.
We do get a lot of requests for acoustic Christmas tickets, and people do come up with some strange ways of trying to twist our arms.
Hey, Kevin Bean, can I get tickets to this year's Not So Acoustic because my dead mother broke her leg on the way to my brother's funeral? So, please? Thank you.
That was a very convincing story. I'm tempted to just say yeah.
It was persuasive, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin, how excited are you for night number one of K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas?
Well, we're super excited about the tour. This is going to be fantastic.
Super excited is the answer.
I don't know that we need listeners calling the Afro line to request our worst moments.
Well, we're super excited about the tour. This is going to be fantastic.
This morning we were talking about K-Fed, and we played a clip of him being interviewed about what superpower he would want to have. And he said strength, and then the person said why, and he said so I could fly.
Yes.
Hey, guys, if I can pick any superhero power, I would go ahead and pick the power of being invisible. So that way I can walk through walls. Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah, that is a good point. Uh-huh. And finally, we celebrate the man, the myth, the legend.
Happy birthday to you.
You look like a Jew. Happy birthday, you're gay. Hey, it's your birthday. I hate you, Bean.
Happy birthday, Bean, you big old son of a bitch, mother sucker, goddamn ball scratching.
Happy birthday, Bean.
Nice.
What a touching tribute.
And because Ralph made the request, I think now, as we celebrate your birthday, is a good time to play the song that you put together when you were leaving the great 7:10 a.m. or whatever it was.
Excuse me, it was 14:40 a.m.
And you knew that the audience just wanted to find out more information about what your current plans were going to be.
Today we're interviewing WOHN announcer Gene Baxter, who in a surprise press conference Friday afternoon announced his plans to leave the radio station. Excuse me, Mr. Baxter.
Just keep talking, mama, I like that sound.
Sir, why did you decide to leave WOHN?
Know that it's time for a cool change.
I think that's enough. I
and how
get
long
the
have
idea.
You been working with the radio station?
Longer than... There've been fishes in the ocean.
I see. Well, what did the management have to say when you told them you wanted to leave?
They were just wild.
Anything else?
I guess you'll leave.
Anything else?
Was meant to be.
And what did you reply to that?
I can't even follow this anymore.
Well, Mr. Baxter, do you think this will be a good move for your career? I seem to recall that you worked at the radio station before. Why did you leave then?
First time I was
okay, then why did you come back?
Once it never ends.
Can you give us a hint, sir, as to what you'll be doing now?
I don't wanna talk about it.
How about just what kind of job will you be after? Sir, as you left WOHN Friday afternoon, did you have any final words?
Though we're going our separate ways, there can only be brighter days.
Thank you, sir, for your time.
Nice.
Thank you, sir. What's wrong with you?
Thank you, sir, for your time. How about what kind of job are you going to get?
That is fantastic.
Anything else?
How much time would you guess you put into that?
Oh, I have no memory of that.
10 hours?
Come on.
Hours?
You know that. I don't have any idea.
Anything else?
Bean, 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 bean.
Me.
All right. Listen. First, let's check it with our old friend Michael Jackson. Good morning, Michael. How you doing,
Michael? Damn out!
You sound happy today, Mike. What's going on?
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
We're good. How have you been? We haven't talked to you in a while.
It has been a while. I've been busy in the studio trying to make musical magic.
Right. Uh-huh. Now, we have two things we want to talk to you about. The first is that tomorrow is the World Music Awards in London.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you have a history of saying you're going to do stuff at award shows and then canceling. And I was reading the article in the paper, and it says that you don't have any managers or production people. The only manager that you have is your publicist and your child's nanny. Is that true?
Yes. My nanny is now running my career.
Really?
Yes. She's very good. Especially at nap time.
Right.
She can get me a binky and a cookie.
Is that what you want from your manager?
That's all I want.
Okay.
I want a binky and a cookie and a blankie and a other thing that ends with E.
So you're going to perform, according to the reports, you're going to do Thriller at the World Music Awards tomorrow.
That's been misreported.
Oh, is that right? You're not going to do it?
I may do We Are the World, though.
Okay.
Because we are the world.
Well, that is true.
Yeah. Well, some of us are the world.
Okay.
I'm the world.
But
you're not. You're not the world.
No.
Okay. No.
I'm not sure I follow that logic, but I think what Kevin is suggesting is it doesn't sound like you're taking your performing career very seriously if you don't have the necessary personnel in place to make things happen.
Well, right now, I don't really have a career per se.
That's true.
So I don't really need anyone to manage it. Once I have a career again, then I will get more people to manage it.
See, I would think right now you would want to surround yourself with the best people possible so that you can start making a bunch of money and kind of get out of that big hole of debt that you're in.
Well, I'm working on new music. I've been spending a lot of time in my writing tree.
In your writing tree?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a tree on Neverland Ranch that I crawl up inside, and then I write music in it.
Okay.
And I write it on the bark of the tree. And then I strip the bark off.
Right.
And I pound it into paper.
Okay.
And then I use the sap of the tree as ink.
That seems like a pretty long process, considering there is a pen and paper now.
Oh, pen and paper.
Yeah.
Yes.
Excellent
idea. I'll use that next time.
Can I tell you what's really shocking, Michael? And of course, you will know this, but you're staying at a hotel in Britain because of the World Music Awards tomorrow night, and there are people 24 hours a day, dozens and dozens of hardcore Michael Jackson fans that are still waiting for you outside your hotel balcony, just crying and singing and chanting, and that happens everywhere you go year after year, doesn't it?
Yes, I am blessed that my fans have stayed by me during all of my trials and tribulations.
Yeah,
and
no kidding.
They're there for me, and I really appreciate their support, and I would like them, if they could, please, to bring me their children.
What?
To bring me their good wishes.
Oh.
You said children.
No,
children.
That's silly.
Oh, you missed both. Okay. Michael, do you remember the good old days when you were singing this?
She told me her name was Billie Jean, and she crossed the sun. Then heavy hair turned with the ice cream dream of being the one.
Do you remember
that one, Michael?
Jam out!
Remember that back when you were a huge star and you had the number one selling album of all time, the whole deal?
That was good times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been a long time, huh?
Been a long
Have you
time.
Heard Chris Cornell from formerly of Soundgarden, now the front man of Audio Slave?
Yes.
Chris Cornell has done that.
He's ripping me off.
Well, I think he's probably paying you for it. He hasn't changed the lyrics at all. He's just doing a different version. I have it if you want to hear it.
If you must.
All right, Chris Cornell doing Billie Jean.
Mama always told me, be careful who you love. Careful what you do before the lie becomes the truth. Billie Jean is not my lover. She's just a girl. Says that I am the one. But Michael, the kid is not my son.
Oh, he's going to hurt himself.
Yeah.
He should stop that. It sounds painful.
Aren't you, isn't it a nice tribute to you that somebody as contemporary as the lead singer of a popular rock band, Audioslave, would still remember your songs and deem to cover them? It seems like that's a compliment to you.
It would be an enormous compliment if it wasn't so crappy.
Oh, Michael. What is wrong with you?
What's wrong with him?
Why do you have to hate? Well, he sings differently than you, Michael. He doesn't want to sound like a little girl.
You know?
How dare you? Well, I'm going to show him. I'm going to take one of his songs and crap it all up.
You're going to do one of his songs?
Yes, I'm working on my new CD.
Uh-huh.
And I decided to include a cover song from Soundgarden on my new CD.
Is this for revenge? You're just going to get revenge by doing it? Or you really
exactly.
like it?
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm out for revenge.
Right, which Soundgarden song are you going to pick?
I'm going to do Black Sun's Hole.
That, oh, no, yeah. My God, that's, no,
it's
no,
Black
no.
Hole Sun.
What?
Come on.
Oh, that's not nearly as good.
Oh, Michael.
That. Oh, I'm so excited to sing about a Black Sun's Hole.
No, Michael.
No. That ruins everything.
Oh, that's
yes,
bad
it
news.
Does.
You want to hear my version?
Well, yeah.
Okay, here.
Yes.
Black Sun's Hole, won't you come?
Oh, please.
And crawl into my bed. Black Sun's Hole,
that's not the words.
Won't you come?
Oh, this just got ugly.
You come?
This just got ugly.
Michael, that's ugly.
Oh,
okay, we have all right, we have to go.
Okay, I'm finished.
All right.
And now, a moment with Bean.
What's the rush out there, dude? You're afraid the person's going to die of meth labs, you know, something, or what? I could have asked that better.
No, it's perfect.
That was a moment with Bean.
Dude, that's not funny. My cousin died from meth lab something.
Is that right?
Yeah. This is a very sore subject.
I don't know if I could stand any more tribute to Bean today. I got to be honest.
You don't want any more love? You can't handle any more love?
Thank you much anyway.
Time for Kevin Amin's.
What do you do, nephew?
1-800-520-1067. You get on the air, you get a prize.
And today it's a Val Surf snowboard designed by Never Summer and a pair of passes to Ski Dazzle 2006. It's the world's largest consumer ski and snowboard show happening at the Los Angeles Convention Center starting on November the 16th, which I think is Thursday, all weekend long. So that's what you get. Toll free, 1-800-520-1067. We start with Harold in Southgate. Harold, what it do, nephew?
What it do, nephew? Hey, this is out in front of where I worked. There were these two billboard sign guys working the corner.
Sign holder, sure.
Yeah, this one guy, he's got the, like this arrow with a rope around his neck, so he kind of swings it. Mm-hmm. And he was kind of nudging this other guy who kept getting in front of his way, or in front of him. And this was going on for a little bit. And
Harold,
all of a sudden,
were these different businesses, I take it?
Yeah, the one guy, like, for insurance, and the other guy was for homes or something
okay.
like that.
Okay, all right.
So, anyway, the guy starts nudging him with the arrow in the back. For a little while, and all of a sudden, the guy got full of it, I guess, and turned around, hit him over the head. The guy fell down. They went running down the street, and the guy with the arrow was dangling from his back as he was running. It was hilarious. Wow.
There's nothing better than a sign holder fight.
When sign holders snap.
God. That's awesome. Wow, you're lucky, Harold. Congratulations. Hold on. All right, let's go to Shannon, who is calling from Thousand Oaks. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning, Kevin Bean, Lisa May. What did you, nephew?
What did you, Shannon?
What did you, baby boo?
Okay, so I work for a big home improvement retailer, and yesterday, up on the hill behind the store, somebody with a backhoe cut into a water main and drained a 1.5 million gallon water tank into the store and through a school.
Oh,
that
my.
Was actually between it.
Really?
Yeah, and with a whole wall of mud, it pushed a car like. Into a storm drain and
wow
3 feet of mud and people are trying to hike back to their cars and they're having to drive people across a parking lot.
Awesome.
That sounds fun.
Some guy actually hiked 3 feet like up to his knees through the mud to the front door and was pissed because we weren't open.
Nice.
Yeah, he wants nice. Us to pay $100 for his pants and his shoes. Cause
oh, for God's sakes. I was in the House of Blues on Sunset when a main broke on Sunset and flooded it. We were down, you know, kind of downstairs in the concert area, and we turned around and looked, and there was water coming down the stairs, just like pouring in.
Oh, it's like the Poseidon Adventure.
Yeah, it was so cool.
But now be honest and tell people who you were there to see, Kevin.
He can't remember.
Who was it?
It's worse.
Come on. Was it War? I think it was War.
No.
Who was it?
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Oh, that could be.
Oh,
yeah. That could be.
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Yeah, you know, for funny.
Sure, for funny. Yeah, that's it.
Yolanda in North Hollywood. Good morning. Hello, Yolanda.
Hey, Yolanda.
Hi.
There you are.
Hello, Yolanda.
What's going on?
Hi,
what to do, baby boo?
What to do, nephew?
What are you calling to say?
I'm one of those girls that likes to tease the truck drivers.
How do you do that?
Well, sometimes my friend and I are getting somewhere. We're, like, going somewhere. We always take a change of clothes. I start getting dressed. Well, sometimes I wait to see if I see a truck driver coming because they always take a peek.
Right.
Right.
So you take off your clothes.
In front of them, yeah.
Excellent. You take off your clothes to give them a little show.
Well, yeah, kind of.
Well, you're the best.
So when the truck is next to you, you might sometimes be driving down the road in your car, say, topless.
Yeah. Well, I'm wearing a bra, but they still get a little show.
Sure, yeah. Yolanda, what do you...
Since I have double D's, so...
It's nice of you to share, you know?
It's like a public service.
A lot of people are more selfish than that, and I think that's a good trend.
I'm being free with them.
I think all girls should be forced to change clothes in the car. I think that should be a law while driving.
Well, as a traffic reporter, may I just say, it's very safe.
It's a great idea, yeah.
Yes. Okay. And eat cereal.
Yes.
It's like a little strip tease. It kind of gets me off a little bit.
You're doing the Lord's work, Yolanda.
What streets do you drive usually in the course of the day? I'm just curious.
Lancashire.
Down to Hollywood, on my way to Hollywood on the 170.
What time would you be on Lancashire exactly? All right, hold on. Thank you.
You know, she can just go work as a stripper, by the way. It seems like if she gets some satisfaction from the tease,
not
she can get a
lot different,
more.
Really?
More exciting when it's not being paid for, you know?
Devon in Yorba Linda. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, what to do, nephew?
Yeah, what to do, nephew? We were driving down to San Diego Zoo yesterday, and I heard on a radio station down there that the San Diego show for KFED show is the most sold out in the entire country, and he sold a total of 9 tickets.
Nine?
Well, that's not true, then. It's not true.
He sold 300 in New York.
Well, they gave away a bunch, though, in New York and in Chicago.
Did they do the show in San Diego?
9 tickets.
9 tickets. That's what somebody was on the show was connected to the club where he was having the concert, and they said they sold a total of 9.
Oh, I hope that's true.
Like a gag.
Yeah, but I hope it's true. I want to believe it because he's bad. Come on. It's not much further than what's been happening.
No. That's true.
For God's sake.
Hey, do we have time? Can we go to Doug real quick? Because this is one of the fascinating stories that's going on in the news right now that I can't wait to see how it ends up.
Doug, hi.
Hey, what to do, nephew?
What to do?
What to do?
I'm sure Bean heard about this story, but it was probably too giddy to share it with everyone.
Yeah, well, he shares everything with us, unfortunately.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars by using an extremely rare stamp to mail in his absentee ballot on Tuesday's election.
Who did?
It was a voter in Florida. It was a 1918 inverted Jenny stamp worth hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Wow. And he didn't realize it and just slapped it on his absentee ballot?
Right, right. In fact, with it was two other stamps from the 1930s and another one from World War II.
Jeez.
And the total of the stamps was 87 cents.
They're thinking, let me butt in here, Doug. They're thinking that this guy came across some stamps in the attic or something like that, didn't know what he had, and just started plopping them on postage. So
right.
they can't imagine. I mean, this inverted Jenny stamp is one of the holy grails for stamp collectors. They made 100 of them by accident upside down. It's an airplane that was upside down. And they found 94 of them throughout the years. There's 6 they never knew where they were so far. They don't know
how
whether
does anyone have that much information on a
little trivia.
It's been on the news a lot,
but much information.
So now they're wondering if this is legit. If somebody actually had one of those stamps, didn't realize it, and used it, or if it's just somebody playing a hoax on the media to get people to get excited about it and talk about it. We don't know yet how it's going to pan out.
Well, they know who sent it in because it was on his ballot, right?
The person didn't have the name on the ballot.
Wow. So not only did they perhaps use a stamp worth hundreds of thousands of dollars to mail in their ballot, the ballot didn't even count because they didn't put their name on it.
And now it's government property.
Exactly.
They can auction it off.
Okay, wow. Are we still talking about a stamp?
That's a pretty cool story, Kevin. Come on. That's pretty cool. You got
to
admit.
I just know we need to break Florida off our
No, Florida's the most interesting state we have.
Just chop it right off there. Let that finger float out into the ocean.
By the way, this past weekend, I tried the inverted Jenny with your wife. It's very
exciting. Hey, what the?
Very exciting.
What?
It worked well.
Because Psycho Mike's wife's Jenny, and that it was sexual?
Dewan, good morning.
What's up, buddies? Happy birthday, Bing.
Thank you, Dewan. That's very kind of you to remember. Yeah. How you doing, my friend?
The deal is, the past 2 weekends for this movie, Borat, it was sold out in our movie theater.
That's
right.
It's
a lot of people.
It was the number one on the chart.
Now, have you seen it, Dewan?
No, I heard it's a funny movie about
it's hilarious.
A different country.
Here's exactly what it's about.
Here's Borat as he sits around in a group of, what was the woman's group that he was sitting in? Women's rights or something like that?
Some women's rights group. Yeah.
Yeah, and this is how it went.
Do you think a woman should be educated?
Definitely.
But is it not a problem that a woman have a smaller brain than a man?
That is wrong.
Give me a smile, baby. Why angry face?
Well, what you're saying is very
demeaning.
Oh, come on. He doesn't mean to demean anyone.
Dewan, you're going to go see the Borat movie, though, right?
No, it's not sold out.
Yeah, you got to wait till it's not sold
out.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
But Dewan, don't you work at the theater? Couldn't you work out some way of buying some tickets in advance or something?
No, I cannot. I have to get a pass, and I can call them for events. And underage children cannot buy no tickets for this movie. It's rated R.
Right.
I told them already they got to have ID.
Okay.
That's right.
That's a good message to get out there.
Hey, Dewan, real quick before we go, I have not seen the episode yet, but Ralph tells me that your girlfriend, Drew Barrymore, did a voice on The Family Guy this past Sunday night.
About that, on the commercial. I didn't see the show, though.
You're not a very good stalker, I have to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What character she's voiced with?
She played Brian the Dog's sexy girlfriend, Dewan.
The teacher you talking about?
No, she's already done that. She did one episode, but this was a new episode where she played like a really dumb but really hot blonde that Brian the Dog was dating.
Oh, okay. I don't know why that dog talks.
I don't either, but it's funny.
It is funny. Yeah, it's a cartoon. You know, animals talking cartoons.
Now, Dewan, before we go, would you mind singing a little happy birthday to Bean?
Oh, sure.
Because you're quite a singer.
Oh, that's very nice, Dewan.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, dear Bean, happy birthday to you.
Nice.
Very good.
Well done, Dewan.
Nice.
Dewan, we love you, man. Thank you for calling today.
You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye now.
Okay. He loves Drew Barrymore more than anything in the world. He knows in advance that she's going to be on TV, and he doesn't even tune in to watch.
Won't go the least bit out of his way to see anything that she performs in, but cannot get enough of her.
That's why he rules.
He's the laziest fan in the world.
That's why he rules.
And it's like this every time she's on TV. We say, hey, Drew Barrymore hosted Saturday Night Live this weekend. Did you see it? No, I did not.
Got a new movie in theaters this weekend. Did you check that out? Haven't gotten around to it yet.
Still on hold, fellas. Still on hold. Still on hold, that guy.
He can be on hold if he wants. He's still awesome. He knows how we feel about him. He's the best.
Come on. There you go. All right.
I want to thank all of our many, many guests on the Kevin and Bean Show today, including William Shatner, who also sang happy birthday to me today. His new game show is called Show Me the Money. That debuts.
Happy birthday to me.
Well, I'm just saying, we started the show with Bill Shatner singing, and we ended it with Dewan. That makes it a pretty nice day.
Do you mind if I play a highlight of that? This is Bean asking William Shatner.
Would you sing happy birthday to me? Would you sing happy birthday to Bean, Bill?
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, that was ugly. First of all, there is no place known as Beanville. So
no,
I would suggest Bill.
Would you sing happy birthday to Bean, Bill?
Bill. It's not right.
Beanville. Okay.
Show Me the Money is his new game show that debuts tonight after Dancing with the Stars at 9:30 on ABC. Thanks to Scott Erickson, Senior Director of Product Management for Microsoft. The product is called Zune. In stores everywhere today, go to Zune.net. And how about the lovely Cindy Margolis for joining us today, too? She is on the cover and 10-page spread in the Playboy Gala Christmas issue, which is on newsstands now.
Tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean Show. We have a feature called Astrology. Really? Also, Bob Dylan with his Theme Time Radio Hour. Stop by again. Talk about that. Plus, Harvey Levin will be on the show from TMZ.com. He'll tell us about all the stories that are breaking, like the Anna Nicole getting the power turned out on her and the Britney sex tape and all that stuff. Tom Cruise's wedding is really in trouble now that the astrology people are against it.
I know.
We also have a feature, Lightning Strikes. We haven't done this in a while, but our producer, Lightning, is special in his own
Wrong
way.
Man?
Wrong man. And we will talk to him tomorrow morning about that. And we'll play some more clips for you and tell you a little bit more about Kevin and Bean's Super Christmas, which is our new Christmas CD. And don't forget, we're giving away tickets all day today for night number one of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006. Tomorrow, we're going to tell you about the bands on night number two. So we'll see.
Kat Corbett's coming up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock here at KRQ-FM, Pasadena, Los Angeles. She's got The Killers, Blink-182, The Offspring, Snow Patrol, Weezer, and more right after this on K-Rock.